everyone, and welcome to the Laura Canfield Show, the Awakened Happiness Now Global Series. Thank you so much for being here with us today. I'm so excited because my good friend Amy Flynn is here with us today, and Amy is going to be talking to us about using rainbow frequencies to activate and receive your fun-bundant, magnificent 5D reality. So we're going to talk to Amy about what she means by that, right? And so some of what we're going to talk about today includes how to activate your 5D receiving vibration and turn on your fun-bundant life. We're going to talk about getting tuned to and activating your personal frequency for infinite receiving. We're going to be filled with the beautiful, uplifting, crystalline, rainbow, starlight frequencies. And there's going to be Q&A with Amy and the collective, along with a personal dose of rainbow, starlight frequencies and activations for each person that asks a question, right? Called in and asks a question or submits a question on the Q&A. And we're going to be experiencing a powerful guided meditation with the collective, as we always do. So for those of you who are new to Amy, or, you know, have not worked with Amy before or been on the show when Amy's been on for the first time, I'll tell you a little bit about Amy. So Amy's been on our show many times, always so much fun, always high vibe. You'll find that we're always laughing and joking, and the energy is just, you know, so much fun. And, you know, where there's fun, where there's joy, there is a higher vibration, of course, right? So Amy is a transformational teacher and coach, a money Reiki healing grandmaster, source channeler, energy healer, multidimensional frequencies transmitter, and intuitive. And guided by her clear, strong connection with source and her powerful energy gifts, Amy helps thousands of people around the world blast through lifelong blocks to create major shifts and breakthroughs. Amy channels the collective and embodies their loving source energy, which is felt in the loving, joyful energy that she radiates. And she quickly shifts people into a higher vibration of love to move them to awaken and remember who they really are. And Amy is a creator of the crystalline rainbow starlight frequencies and many powerful programs filled with living energy, including the Call of Your Being series and Creation 101, Meditations at Work, and the Lively Instant Joy process. And Amy has developed a powerful proprietary process to permanently clear trapped emotional energy that quickly produces dramatic results in health, well-being, prosperity, and all areas of life. So you'll find Amy regularly as a guest on radio shows, podcasts, and telesummits like this one, uplifting and transforming audiences worldwide. So, like, you know, we always have a wonderful time. I'm always so happy when Amy comes on the show, because we do. It's always something that Amy brings up that is even new to me. And I love that. I love learning new things or getting new awarenesses, getting new insights. And so that's fun for me too, right? So I'm so glad that Amy's here with us. And like I said, we're going to be taking live caller questions. So you can hit star 2 to raise your hand, or you can submit a question on the Q&A. Always so much fun to work with Amy. So I invite you all to open up your hearts, open up your minds, open up your energy fields to receive the energies and the transmissions that are already pouring through for everyone listening on the call now, listening later. And open your hearts to welcome Amy to the show. Amy, welcome.
Hi, thank you so much, and thank you for that wonderful introduction. It was fun.
Good.
I loved it. I was wagging my tail as you were talking.
So somebody mentioned that on Facebook about how she always loves, you know, your energy, and she'll be wagging her tail during the call. So I thought that was really cute.
Oh, wonderful.
I think that was Darlene mentioned that.
Yes. She's a big tail wagger.
Beautiful.
It's the best. It's like, So we're gonna start out by wagging our tails. So all those people that are totally confused, like saying, what is she talking about, will understand what the joy of tail wagging is. So if everyone would just stand up for a moment. I know maybe you don't want to. You think, oh, I just sat down. But you know what? It's only for a second.
True.
Yeah, and if you're unable to stand up, you can do it in your seat, but it's better to do it standing up. It really is. All right. So once you're up, like, lean forward a little bit. You might want to put your hands on your thighs and just stick your butt out behind you, okay? Now you're going to imagine, just close your eyes and imagine you have a giant, big, bushy tail. you know, like a dog. You have a gorgeous bushy tail, or maybe even like a wolf, because they've got really gorgeous ones, or foxes. Foxes have the they have beautiful tails. I'm so jealous, those foxes. Anyway, so you stick your butt out with your tail on it and just start swaying it back and forth, nice and gently. So sway your butt from side to side, this left, right. We're going to go wiggy, waggy. Now imagine that your owner is coming home, and you know it. And you're a dog, and you can sense it. And you hear the car coming in the driveway, and all of a sudden, it's your tail is going mad, and you can't even control it. It's going wiggy, waggy, wiggy, waggy, wiggy, waggy. So speed it up. Wiggy, waggy, wiggy, waggy, wiggy, waggy, wiggy, waggy, wiggy, waggy. And go faster, faster as I say it. Wiggy, waggy, wiggy, waggy, wiggy, waggy, wiggy, waggy, wiggy, waggy, wiggy, waggy, waggy. Coming up the steps, oh my God, oh wiggy waggy, wiggy waggy, wiggy waggy. Door opens, wiggy waggy, wiggy waggy, wiggy. And you're wagging your tail so fast and hard that your feet aren't even on the ground. All right, that's tail wagging. Now you should be feeling all this great energy going through you, and you should be feeling like this really, like almost like a buzzing as the energy just runs through you from all that joyful tail wagging. So tail wagging is really, really useful to just give you a big burst of energy. It works if you're tired. It's great. And lift your vibe up really quickly. It's really a crazy, fun, silly thing to do, but that's great. Crazy, fun, and silly are wonderful. We used to do that all the time when we were children, and then someone said, grow up.
Yeah, exactly.
Like an adult. What do you're already 10 years old. You should, you
know? Yep.
You're not doing those silly things anymore. So, but yeah, we can. We can do those silly things. It's actually good for us to do because actually inside, within our core, we never grow up. We're always children. We're always childlike. We're source. We really are. We are source consciousness extended here. Notice mm-hmm. how I slipped that in, huh? You thought I was just going to talk about tails the whole time. But I fooled you. Anyway, source consciousness, source, is the most joyful, childlike, happy, curious, fun-bundant. That's where that word came from, and I'll explain that in a moment. Fun, abundant energy and spirit that there is. And that's you. That's what's within you. That's the core of who you are. It's the essence of who you are. So all of this exterior and this exterior personality and exterior way that you think that you're supposed to be or that you're trying to be or that you're trying to be a this or be a that, or act like this, or have people think of you in a certain way. We're all just source. We're all just kids, really. If somehow, magically, just for 24 hours, some magic wand would wave, and all of the stuff that covers everybody up, all of this personality stuff, all of this the way that we're supposed to be, all of the assumed behavior, all of the learned behavior, all of the beliefs and habits that we applied to ourselves and took on, dissolved away, and all that was left was our essence, you realize how many ring around the rosies there would be going on all over the earth. It would be like everybody would be singing and dancing and holding hands and clapping and jumping rope. I mean, it would be the best time ever. It would be so much fun. And then 24 hours would pass, and everyone would go back into their grown-up mold, and we'd all go back to the way it was, but we'd have the memory. We'd have a new memory. And what's interesting is the work that I hate to call it work. The fun that the collective seek to bring through in all of their words, in all of their sharing, in all of their programs is exactly that experience, to take you into the experience of being who and what you are without all that stuff that you put on top of who you are. But you're pure you. So you go back into experiencing and therefore remembering on a cellular level, the joyful, fun, just like kick up your heels and just be in the moment, like, woo! And it's just so great because as you remember that, as you get to be that, you begin to embody that more and more in your vibration and in your every moment beingness. Because you can't really forget it once it becomes in your conscious, you know, once it moves into your aware consciousness. See, right now it's very buried under all of our stuff. And we all carry around a big load of stuff. And recently the collective gave me this interesting analogy. They gave me an analogy of a suitcase. And at birth, this is how they described it. It was very good. They said at birth, you're born and you are completely open, one with Source. You know who you are. You know your Source. And here you are. You're here as Source into the physical experience. And you are here to have fun. And you know it. And you show up clutching a suitcase. It's empty. But you're clutching your suitcase. That's part of the whole thing of coming into the physical experience is you're given the suitcase. You know that. So you arrive as a little Source being, and you are kicking and wiggling and happy and screaming and yelping and crying and doing, going through all of the different emotional experiences, and you have your suitcase. And you look around and you see energy forms here and energy waves here, and you watch energy frequencies fluctuate, and it's amazing. And you're so in awe of it all. You don't see things, not yet, because you've not learned about things. You see energy fluctuations, and they're so beautiful, and they're different. They're distinctly different in this, quote, physical plane of reality than they are in the pure Source energy plane. The Source energy plane, everything's pretty much this light, and it's very, it's all kind of like this beautiful white light everywhere, just this gorgeous brilliance. But when you come into the physical plane, there's all sorts of different color fluctuations and fluctuating moving energy waves, and this a wave intersects with that wave. And so as a child, as a little baby that just is born, you're just looking at it in awe and just watching these patterns. And then they start to make sounds and noises, and that's new for you. So these sounds that you have no idea what they're, if they have what they mean, but these fluctuations in frequencies that you can hear through your ears starts happening, and you hear sounds from over there and sounds from over there and sounds from over here, and they all sound a little different. So you've got this complete new sensory soup that you were immersed in. And meanwhile, you're still clutching your empty suitcase. And then these sounds begin to repeat things. They keep saying things. And so you begin to connect certain sound frequencies and certain sounds and inflections and up and down vibrations with maybe a pattern of light or a pattern of energy fluctuation. So if the sound says mama or mommy and touches themselves, you begin to associate that sound with that fluctuation of energy that you is now trying to link itself to the sound of mommy. So eventually, so you take that and you put it in your suitcase. That's something that you have learned. And so now when you see this fluctuation of energy that was just a fluctuation of energy, now you have a connection. And you look at it and you think, mommy. And other, this is how you learn. And this continues. And you learn daddy, and you learn food, and you learn maybe brother, sister, whatever there is, you learn all these things and you distinguish it by the different frequencies. And then you begin to notice as things are pointed out to you that you can perceive certain features or you interpret certain features about the energy frequencies. As people try to describe things to you or point things out or teach you about things, they you notice that you are aware of maybe a form or you interpret a form or attribute a form is probably a better way of saying it, attribute a form to that group of frequencies. And so then you see that group of frequencies as a what then you're taught of as a person. This is a person. And then some might be a table. Some might be a diaper. You know, whatever it is. But you begin to sea forms. Now, of course, no one realizes this, so you're putting all this stuff into your suitcase. You're beginning to put all these things into the suitcase that you clutched and brought with you, the empty one. Now it's getting things into it. And what no one ever realizes it when they go through this learning process, nor do the teachers, your parents and those around you teaching you, realize, is that the way that you perceive and that you hear, interpret, and perceive the things that they're pointing out to you, that they're teaching you, the things that they're labeling and telling you this is this and this is what you do with it and this is how you act towards that or use that, no one realizes that the way that you perceive this and store this energy is unique to you. It's not the same way that the person teaching you stores it. There may be a lot of commonality, so you may understand that this thing they're calling a spoon, you pick up and you scoop something up and you stuff it into your mouth with. You understand that or you're using it in that manner, but you may see the spoon and perceive of it completely differently than the person that's teaching you how to use it. But no one thinks about that. And I can tell you that it's true because Source does not do redundancy. Source's desire is to have as many unique and diverse experiences and feedbacks and diverse, hear this, experiences of fun that Source can have. Source only experiences everything as fun, so it's all fun. Even things that you say, oh, it's not fun, I hate this. Source is having fun. So Source enjoys everything. So if we can be more Source-like, believe me, if you can be more Source-like, you will be flowing through your life with much more ease, joy, bliss, and abundance, and fun, which is really what the word fun-bundance is. Fun-bundance was birthed when the crystalline rainbow starlight frequencies came through. I've always been transmitting them and living with them, but when I was shown clearly that these frequencies need to be transmitted on a broader basis to other people so that they too can experience them. I don't know if you even know if transmitted is the right word, but spread out, beamed out. The word funbundance came along with it. Funbundance is the experience of the crystalline rainbow starlight frequencies. It's funbundance. So back to the little child now and the suitcase. So as you grow, you continue to learn things and be taught things. And you're taught, this is good, this is bad, this is okay, this is not okay, that person's okay, that person's not okay. Now, of course, none of it is inherently true. The only thing that's useful really is information that leads to the preservation and survival of your physical body. Like eating is good and these things are good. You don't go out and eat the sand on the beach. That's not good. I mean, those type of things are really useful. You don't go running out and stand in the middle of the street with those big things whizzing by because you are not going to last very long if you do that. That information is useful information. The other information is all opinion, and it's all somebody else's learned behavior. They're usually taking things out of their own suitcase and then sharing them with you. That's usually what's happening there. So, and that information's not useful. Someone else's opinion is not useful. It's basically just saying, here, have my hand-me-down opinion. Put it on and keep it. But because we are so receptive as children and we don't have the ability to discern, this is useful, this is not, this is good, this is not, this helps me in a be more of an expanded person and this doesn't, we just take everything and put it into our suitcase. So we take and we accept everything, and we begin to pack our suitcase pretty well with all these things. And we put layers upon layers of things in our suitcase. We put them in, and we begin to even forget things that are in our suitcase. We forget that they're in there, but then we, you know, when something comes up, we rummage through our suitcase. This is exactly what we do. We rummage through our suitcase. We go, oh, yeah, okay, I have this. I can use this now for this situation. And we then pull something out of our suitcase and use it. And in most cases, it's completely not a good fit for the situation because we're in a situation that's a current situation, a moment of now that we've never been in before, and we're rummaging through our suitcase and pulling something out that someone else gave us and we stuffed into our suitcase way in a different moment. And it may have not even been particularly a good fit for the moment in which we were given it, but we accepted it and we accepted it as perfect. So now we grow up, and we've had many, many years of packing our suitcase. And what's very interesting is as we put things into our suitcase, we never take things out. We just put new things in on top of the old things. And we keep packing and packing and packing, and eventually we might even need to go and get a larger suitcase. But we take your suitcase. So every single human being's walking around in life trailing a suitcase after them. They're literally, you know, rolling a suitcase behind them. And their suitcase is full of stuff. So you imagine we're in a just giant, giant planet, and the whole planet is one big, one big airport, and everyone's rolling their suitcase behind them. You run into another person, you meet another person, you stop, you both open up your suitcases, start rummaging around, and you find the thing that you want to pull out for this particular interaction. So you pull out this thing, and they pull out that thing, and you interact with each other. It goes well, or it doesn't go well, either way. And then you put your stuff back into your suitcase, and you move on. That's exactly how people live in their lives. And if you think about that, you realize that no one is ever in the present moment. Where they are is in their suitcase. People are living in their suitcase. They think that they're not. They think that they're living in the present moment, but they're not. Now, another way of identifying this is calling it reactive behavior. So we're walking along with our suitcase. Something happens, we stop, we open up the suitcase, and it happens so quickly we don't even realize we do it. What we are aware of when we become aware, we have to become aware in the moment to even notice this, is that we are reacting. We can feel, see, and sense that something happens in the moment when we're faced with when you're faced with something coming into your experience, there's a reaction that happens. There's no reaction that's in the present. It's always a reaction. A reaction is always from the past. Now, certain reactions are good. If you're in the middle of the street and a car is coming and you have a reaction, which is a self-preservation reaction, to jump out of the way, that's a very good reaction to have. But most reactions, we're not in a life-threatening situation, so most reactions are not useful to us. Most of the time, we just react because that's what we do. Human beings are reactive beings. Human beings, remember I said, my throat is getting cloggy. Well, we also got to unclear that. Let me get some water. Hold on. Unclear, I said, unclog. Okay. Anyway, so remember I pointed out that everybody comes here clutching a little empty suitcase. And then we pack our suitcase throughout our life. We never let go of our suitcase. We never are suitcase free. We just have more and more stuff in our suitcase. Now, what we can do is become aware in the moment and see the process. So we can call ourselves out or call the process out on happening. It's almost as if we're slowing down time. We can't stop it from happening. I want you to be real clear on that. Those who say you can stop the process from happening are basically saying you can stop living as a physical being or in a physical reality with this physical experience. You can just stop that and have a pure spiritual experience. No, you can't. If you were having a pure spiritual experience, you wouldn't be experiencing the physical reality. You would just leave the body behind and go back to the spiritual experience. Part of the physical experience is having the suitcase. It's very much a part of it. So don't beat yourself up because you have a suitcase. It's normal. It's just the way it is. But what we can do is become aware in the moment that we are reacting. In other words, that if we slowed down time so dramatically that when a situation comes up or we walk into a situation or a circumstance, even something as simple as walking across a room, that we are stopping, opening up our suitcase, rummaging about, finding the appropriate thing or the thing that we used the last time that worked, and taking that out and wearing that or using that. But see, it happens in such an instantaneous moment, a moment that is too short to even articulate. We're not even aware of it. We think that we are just moving about. We think that we're just interacting with another person. We don't even have any awareness of the fact that we are digging around in our suitcase. So the best that we can do is become aware that we react, that we are reactive beings. All human beings are reactive beings. You can't stop being a reactive being. Even the people even monks and people that sit in meditation for years in isolation still react. You throw a big bug or something in there and startle them while they're meditating, guess what? They're going to react. You can't eliminate that part of being human. It is just a part of the physical experience. So it's a part to embrace and not reject. Too many people teach and tell people, you must reject this part of you. This is not a good part. This is not a good part of the human experience. This doesn't serve you. It causes all sorts of problems. So let's transcend that part. Let's get rid of that part. Let's stop doing that. Well, the collective and I are here to clearly, and the collective made this very clear to me, that you cannot do that, and you don't want to do that, because it's part of the physical experience. This reactivity, this reactive nature of us. And you might be sitting here there thinking, why would we want that? Why can't we just get rid of it? Why can't we just, like, not have that? And the answer that comes through for that is because when we react, we're reacting from our unique set of stuff in our uniquely packed suitcase. So we're reacting uniquely as us and creating and building, you know, further enhancing and building out our unique world. And I'll get into that in a second more. So as you react, you are doing something that is uniquely you. You might not like your reaction. You might not think your reaction serves you. You might have a habit pattern of reacting in a particular way. So let's just use the common thing that people tend to have a reaction to. No money in the bank account and something bounced. Oh. And the reaction, it does not feel good. So there's a reaction, and it's a reaction of energy that swarms over you and vibration, and it doesn't feel good. It usually ends up with a feeling of a knot in the stomach and really contractive energy, and your body gets tight, and you may end up in muscle spasms, and you don't feel good, and aches and pains show up, and in some cases, you even catch a cold because your immune system goes right down the tank. So all of this stuff happens, this whole cycle of reaction. What we can change, we can't change that we are a reactive being, but what we can change is what we pull out of our suitcase in that moment. So life, as a spiritual being having this physical experience in this physical perceived world, what we perceive as a physical world, is a series of trigger, reaction. Trigger, pull something out of the suitcase. Seriously. Then we move to the next moment. Okay, trigger, pull something else out of the suitcase. So where we can intervene and where we can change and where we can make our life way more wonderful for ourselves is in the choice of what we pull out of the suitcase. So in other words, we can never stop pulling something out of the suitcase. We can never stop having the trigger tripped. We can't stop that. And we can't stop that we react and start digging in the suitcase for something. But what we can do is break the habit of pulling out the same thing all the time. So if what we tend to do, our mind is not as complex as we think it is. The trigger reaction mechanism is pretty basic. So what happens is if there's a trigger that remotely resembles another trigger, we will go in the suitcase and pull out the thing that worked in the other trigger because this trigger is somewhat similar. It may not even fit this circumstance at all, but that's what we do. That's what the mind will have us do. It will say, pull out that thing. That sweater worked last time. Use that. And we don't think about it. We just do it. And that doesn't serve us, and most of the time it doesn't feel good. So what we want to do is we want to focus on having reactions that feel good. That's what, this is the stuff that we can actually, where we can intervene and we can shift our experience. So again, you got your suitcase and you will always have your suitcase. So it's a fallacy to think that you will not have your suitcase and that someone can cleave you or separate you from your suitcase and you will move on. No, when you separate from your suitcase, that's called transition back to the non-physical. Then you will no longer have a suitcase. As long as you're here, you will have a suitcase. And so just let go of any notion and trying to get rid of it because it's futile. It's just wasted focus and wasted energy. Accept that the suitcase is there and focus instead on becoming aware. So what you want to do is you want to fine-tune your awareness antennas. So you want to become hyper-aware almost, because we're so unaware, so we really are, in the moment of you, of how you're feeling, what's happening. You want to literally experience the moment almost in slow motion, as if something's happening, something's coming at you or showing up, pushing a button on you like a trigger, and then you dig in the suitcase and you pull something out. If you can just like close your eyes and see yourself doing it, and see yourself doing it in hyper slow motion, and then notice that you always pull out the same thing in response to similar situations. So this is why people get stuck in like, oh, I noticed that I have these beliefs about something, and every time that subject comes up, I react or feel the same way. Well, I'm breaking down, and the collective broke down this concept of beliefs into something that's a little bit more, we could say, detailed or in-depth, and they're calling it a suitcase of stuff. So it's not that you have beliefs, you have a suitcase of things, reactions, behaviors, feelings, whatever, identifications, labels, thoughts. So you have this suitcase, and what happens is something shows up in your life as a trigger. You react by going into the suitcase and pulling something out. 99% of the time, you are totally not paying attention when you go into your suitcase and pull something out, and you pull out the same thing every time for a trigger, that even a trigger that's brand new, but as long as it's similar, as long as it's like 40 to 50% similar to another trigger you experienced, you will pull out the same thing that you used for another trigger. Now, you got to see, obviously, that there's an opportunity to pull out something new here since this is a new trigger. But we miss that. So if we can become aware in the moment of the things that are happening, that are coming to us, the triggers that are happening, and our tendency to react, we then create for ourselves the space to choose something different from our suitcase. Maybe, though it's not that likely, maybe even to go put something new, get something new and put it into our suitcase. Our suitcases are pretty diverse. So there's a lot of stuff in our suitcases, but there's a lot of stuff pushed into the corners that we don't even access anymore. We were very open as children, very curious. But the stuff from then is pushed so far into the corner that when we reach into the suitcase, we just miss that stuff. So we do have a lot in our suitcase to access. So I don't want you to think that you have to have something new. What you really need to do is become aware in the moment. So it sounds like the goal, oh, I hate that word. Why do we get that word? I'm asking the collective. Why? The objective, maybe, might be a better way of putting it. The objective is to slow things down, to become more aware in the moment. And a really cool thing to do that with is something called walking meditation, and actually moving meditation. Everyone's heard of sitting meditation, where you sit still and you try to quiet the mind, and honestly, no one can quiet their mind, because you just can't. Your mind is an endless open channel for stuff, for thoughts, your thoughts, other thoughts that are floating about in just the soup around you, the energy soup around you, and they're always going to be going through. So trying to quiet your mind is kind of a futile thing. What sitting meditation is good for is to be peaceful in the space of all the stuff flowing through your mind, just acknowledging, noticing the constant stream, and just saying, oh, there's one, there goes it, there's one, there goes another one, there goes it, without reaction. See, mastering that non-reactive moment, mastering the, just slowing down. And in order to slow things down and slow our reactive nature down so that we can be conscious and aware of it, we do need to be able to observe the stream of stuff that flows constantly through us, to us, at us. But what happens with a moving meditation and a walking meditation is you actually have something to occupy your mind with and focus on. And the most common way of doing it is walking. And it's done hyper slowly. I mean, it's so slow that it's painful. It's like you pick up your leg, but you don't pick it up fast. You pick it up in this hyper slow-mo way. I mean, it's like if you took slow-mo video and you slowed it down 100 more times. It's like moving like that. And it's really challenging to do because we're so used to moving quickly. And when you move like this, the awareness is to be in every single muscle fiber, the nerves transmitting the little impulse to the muscle fiber and the muscle fiber firing and then the muscle fiber contracting to then lift your leg up. So it's a hyper awareness of an action. It's an action. But it's at a very hypersensitive, hyper aware level. And then your heel, your foot comes up, and then you hold it, and then the heel gently touches the floor, starts to touch the floor, and then your foot begins to roll. It doesn't roll as fast as I'm even talking. Rolls really slowly forward, and your weight shifts, and you're just hyper aware of everything, and you can feel the pressure points as your foot touches the floor and the muscles contract. This is the purpose of this type of meditation, to become hyper aware in the moment of everything that's happening. And it's a wonderful practice for making yourself more aware of what's happening in any moment, not just when you're doing this walking meditation. You become more what the collective call hyper-aware, aware in the moment. So now, if you've been practicing that, if you're just functioning in your day, there's going to be a much greater possibility of when something shows up, you're not going to be hyper-aware in every moment because you won't be able to function if you're hyper-aware in every moment. But when something new or a pretty what we would call a larger trigger, something that is not like just, oh, I'm typing an email type thing. I mean, because there's triggers going on all the time, and you are reacting. And that reacting is allowing you to function by typing the email and respond and so on and so forth. But I'm talking a more hyper thing. Someone comes into your experience and says something. That's a larger trigger. So you will be able to be more aware in that moment of your reactive tendency. And you'll literally see yourself coming back with a reaction, and you have choice. Suddenly, because it's happening slow enough and you are aware of it, you have a choice. Is this the reaction that I want to use? In other words, translate that to, is this the item I want to pull out of my suitcase and wear right now? Or would I rather choose a different one? Do I want to try something else? Would I rather try this one or use that one? And then you have the choice of reaching back into your suitcase and taking out something else. So this is called choice. This is called space. This is called freedom, because you feel free. When you are just at the mercy of your reactions with no awareness, you do not feel free. You can't. You do not feel free. You're just locked into this reactive tendency. When you are free, you're still reacting. You can never stop. The collective and I want you to be really clear about that. There is no transcending being a reactive being. You are a reactive being. It's part of the experience of being physical. But what you can open up and what you can influence is the speed of your reaction, your awareness of your reaction, and the choice you make in the moment. And that alone is worth everything. It opens up new worlds to you. It opens up new experiences to you. It opens up new feelings to you, new interactions, new relationships. It's pretty amazing. Just that, what sounds like a little thing, it's really a big thing, and it opens up a lot. So we invite everyone to try it, to play with this in your life, to play with this walking meditation, to play with being hyper aware in your alone moments. Just play with it. Practice it. Practice it. Now, I don't recommend doing it when you're in a funk to try and change the funk. I don't recommend doing it when you got a crappy situation on and you're reacting to the crappy situation with a set of feelings and energy, because you've already reacted. The reaction's already happening. You can't change what's already done because it's in the past. You reacted in the past. You're not reacting now. But what you can change is your now. So in order to change, because everybody always asks, well, how can I change this situation? I have this and I don't like it and I'm stuck with it, and how do I change it? I want it different. Well, you can't change the past. And you can't change the moment that just past that you reacted and felt that way. You can't change that either. What you can change is your now and your future moments. So because you already have a pretty strong trigger reaction set up mechanism to that trigger of whatever that thing is, whether it's a person, whether it's a situation, whether it's a thought, you got a pretty strong mechanism set up. You have to stop thinking of that trigger. You have to stop looking at that trigger. You have to be disciplined enough to take your mind and your awareness and look at something else. Something else where you have the reaction is a reaction that allows you to feel better, where the reaction gives you more space in the moment, where it's not such a ugh reaction, but it's a more ah reaction. Still a reaction, mind you, but it's a reaction that gives you more breathing room. So that's what you can do in that moment. Now, how trigger reactions and your suitcase, which is full of your reactions, fit into how you create things is because your vibration is the sum total of your trigger reactions going on in any moment. And you can actually, if you become aware and you look, you can see this is happening. So if there's something in your life that makes you not feel good, if you think about that thing, you'll notice that automatically certain thoughts come into your head and a certain way of feeling takes over your body. That's the reaction. See, in that flash of a moment, you add the trigger and you pull something out of the suitcase, the same habitual thing that you pulled out before a billion times, your mind said, here, use that. And without even blinking, you used that, you put it on, and you don't feel good. So as you gain some insight and some awareness over your trigger reaction mechanisms and can begin to slow that down and begin to have trigger recognition, and then choice of how you're going to react. It sounds like it's taken a long time when we put these other words in there, but it really won't take any more. That's why you have got to practice it. So it becomes more second nature to you to become aware. So as you do that, then you change your vibration. When you put on, say you have two sweaters in your suitcase, and the trigger is, it's cold. You feel cold. And you always go for this one sweater. And this is like kind of a gnarly sweater. It's like, it's big, it's bulky, but it's kind of like, you know, not really the nicest looking thing. And you don't really feel real. You don't want anyone to see you in that sweater particularly because it's kind of really kind of looking. And it's scratchy. It doesn't even feel good on, but it's really warm. So what happens is you're cold. Before you know it, you're reaching for that sweater. It's on you, and there you are scratching away. It's like, oh, yeah, yeah. And you're not feeling all that good. So where the opportunity is, you're cold. That's the trigger. Ah, okay, I'm cold. And if you slow things down, you might notice that you're reaching for the gnarly sweater and say, no, I don't want that sweater. I never feel good when I have that sweater on. I have this nice pink fluffy sweater, soft and nice over here. I'm going to put that on instead and see how that feels. And you put on the nice pink fluffy sweater. It's all soft. You feel great. It feels really like a cloud. And you feel good. That's a very simplified way of looking at this process. So, all right, we talked a lot, and this is a collective and I sharing. They're right here with me. I'm not 100% channeling. I'm still present, just so you know. And we want to stop right now and just throw it back to you and see if this gave you some insights. What did this give you, all of this, this new way of looking at all of this?
So. Thank you. Thank you, Amy. Absolutely. Because that was a lot of different types of information, different ways of looking at things. And, you know, it's absolutely true that we do tend to go to our tried and true methods, our tools. And sometimes those are not the ones that are working, because if things are not shifting and changing in your life, right, then sometimes it's time for a new one. But sometimes it's time for just opening up the possibilities to, you know, something different, right? And which you may already
have. Well, that's where the awareness comes in.
Yeah.
See, that's where the hyper-awareness. If you're not even aware of that, that you are reacting in the moment, that there's a trigger and then a reaction, if you're not even aware enough to see that and sense that, you can't change what the reaction is.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So you have to become aware. You have to become consciously aware in the moment of how you operate. And what I want to make abundantly clear is that this is not a flaw in human design. This is an intentional thing in human design. It is the way that it is. You can't rid yourself of it. You can't stop doing it. As long as you're having a physical experience, this is how it is. So any time invested in trying to stop being that way is just wasted. It's futile. Mm-hmm. So instead, what you want to do is you want to become aware of the things that you're not normally aware of in your beingness, in how you react, in that there's triggers, in that there's a reaction. And the suitcase analogy for me kind of was really cool because I'm such a visual person. And so if I can visualize something happening, I have much more of an opportunity to recognize it happening.
Right.
So, I mean, if someone were to just tell me, oh, trigger reaction, that's kind of like, it's not really defined. It's kind of amorphous. It's kind of just a concept. But if someone says, oh, something happens, something shows up in your experience, and you bend over, open up that suitcase that is totally attached to you at all times, you came in carrying it, and you rummage around and pull something out, I can get that. See, that for me is much more tangible, something I can wrap my mind around and say, oh, okay, I can look for myself doing that. I can try to spot myself doing that type of behavior. So that's what's cool about the suitcase.
Mm, absolutely.
Yeah. And the suitcase is the things that you react with include everything. They include all learned behaviors, all learned beliefs. Behaviors and beliefs are really the same thing. Your behaviors come out of your beliefs. Your behaviors are your beliefs put into motion, if you want to call it that way.
Mm-hmm.
They're the things, they're the thoughts. There must be some. There's usually someone in everyone's life. When you think of that person, immediately you get a thought. And if that person is a troublesome person, it's like, oh, them. You know, it's like, and then other thoughts come to you about that person. So it's like those things, those thoughts are in your suitcase. And the trigger is the thinking about that person. Either they come into your life, they show up in your experience, or even you just think about them. And you reach in the suitcase, pull out the same stuff. But where the opportunity is to become aware of your that this is what you do, and to create the slowdown so you have more space, and so that you actually can pull out something else from the suitcase. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Yes, thank you. And it also puts you kind of like in the driver's seat, right? It empowers you to know that you have different choices and different possibilities available. It just brings, like you said, that awareness to you and the situation
mm-hmm.
that you're in.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. That's a very good point, because yes, it does empower you. It does give you choice. It does give you power. When you are just acting completely oblivious to this mechanism and you're just going trigger response or trigger reaction,
mm-hmm.
you have no choice
yeah.
at all. There's no freedom, and you don't feel free. That's the thing,
exactly.
is you do not
feel
free. You
yeah.
literally feel trapped. You feel stuck. You feel and things aren't working in your life. You don't know why. You're uncomfortable. Your vibration is not good. You usually have a contracted energy in your core. Your
mm-hmm.
solar plexus, you feel kind of, yeah. And you're certainly not having fun in the moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. So I was just wondering, did you want to take some questions? Because we have some questions
sure.
in the Q&A and questions.
Sure, because I know they're out there. So I'd love to hear. What I'd love for people to do is to, I know that people showed up and they raised their hands right away because they had their question in their head.
Yes.
What I'd like people to do is to kind of look at their question and maybe rephrase it or say it in a way in light of all of this new suitcase analogy, this new suitcase awareness that I just shared.
Right. Okay, perfect.
See if you can look at your situation that way,
mm-hmm.
okay, and ask the question.
Okay, perfect. And so I'm just going to remind the listeners again, too, about it's star 2 to raise your hand, or you can submit a question on the Q&A, which we already have lots of as well. So those people can't necessarily rephrase the question unless they want to write it in again, right? So that's possible, too. All right, so we're going to go to the phone lines, phone number ending in 3074. Yeah. Hold on. 3074. Hello?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes,
you
can.
Who are you?
Michael.
Michael. Hi, Michael.
Hello. I was wondering if you could transmit the abundance frequency to me.
Okay. Well, I will transmit the abundance frequency to you, and I will also answer a question. Both. Do you have a question?
No question.
Okay, so you just really want to receive the Funbundance. The rainbow frequencies, by the way, are being transmitted throughout this call. You may be feeling an energy that's been flowing throughout the whole call, but I will transmit an extra special dose to you right now. If you want to just relax for a moment and just open up your heart and receive. You feeling it?
It's like a tingling, numbing. Yeah.
It feels yummy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All
Thank
right.
You.
You're welcome.
All righty.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, that was sweet. And it's like those rainbow frequencies that you have been transmitting, you know, what do they do for us, Amy?
Well, do is an interesting word. Okay.
Yeah.
The rainbow frequencies create an energetic background, an energetic vibration in which you are. So it fills you with a particular vibrational energy. It's the energy of funbundance. So funbundance is the energy of fun and joy, ease, and abundance, where you are, and abundance also couples with appreciation. So you are just filled with these vibrations, and you're filled with, it's as if something magnificent has just happened, and you're so appreciative, and you're so gleefully happy. That's the feeling of funbundance. So these frequencies are there. They kind of feel like a little fluffy cloud has come into your life and perched under your rear end and just lifts you up. And you're going through your moments sitting on a nice cloud. And so you're living your day, living your life, doing your things, but you're up there being carried around on this fluffy magic cloud. So things don't feel as pointed. They don't feel as sharp. And you're much more able to move through your moments with a smile, much more able to let things roll off of you. So they're a very background frequency. They're not like when they're transmitted, you feel, oh, rainbow frequencies are coming, you know, and you feel this buzzing going on. The rainbow frequencies are intelligent energy. You can ask them to flow more concentrated in the moment, but you wouldn't want that to be happening all the time. You want them to be more background because you have to get on with your life. So they are life frequencies. They're life-enhancing frequencies. You could say they're kind of like, I like the cloud, the fluffy cloud analogy. It's just they just make everything easier. People that receive the frequencies notice that they feel happier, and your pets are included, too, all the time. Your pets are automatically included. So they receive the frequencies as you do. And people notice their pets seem more frisky and playful and joyful. Even if they're old, all of a sudden they start acting younger. People themselves notice that they feel more joyful and frisky and just happier in the moment. Aches and pains are less sharp and pointed. So, you know, you can't say that, oh, the frequencies are this and will show up like this, because it just shows up as a beautiful softening and a beautiful uplifting in everyone's experience, and each person experiences them differently.
Absolutely. All right, so I have a question from William on the Q&A. I think you've answered one of his questions already, but this is another question he had. And he says, hi, Amy, I was wondering if you could go over your view about if you think everything happens for a reason, some things, or is it more related to our state of awareness or our level of vibrations, high or low? Is it more to do with our choices, moment to moment, which brings negative and positive results?
Okay. Wow, that was kind of a lot in that question. All right, it's not for a reason. All right,
yeah.
I will tell you that. There is no preordained reason. It's not to teach you a lesson. It's not anything like that. Something that happens in your experience of it, remember, this thing can happen. We call it a trigger. I'm going to call it a trigger for now because a trigger takes, you know, everyone can understand a trigger. And
yeah.
That is, it takes it away from being a personal situation or a situation or just a trigger. Something happens, a trigger. And every person that the same trigger shows up for is going to have a different reactive experience because every person on the planet has put in their suitcase something different. Each person's unique. No one will have the same reaction to it. So, and your vibration, the vibration part's a little tricky, but really it's the trigger reaction that happens. Your vibration is what fills in response to the reaction. So, and then the vibration is what beams out into the world, like transmits out into the world and shapes what you then experience or perceive in the world. So it's kind of how it happens. It's so instantaneous. It's so fast. And it's really not a linear process. It's kind of an all-at-once process. So it's really interestingly challenging to try to break it down into a linear process.
Mm-hmm.
But for awareness and making the most difference for yourself, I would say to become aware, to practice awareness in the moment, conscious awareness of how you are being, the trigger that's showing up and your reaction to it. And do not make yourself wrong. See, this is another thing. People tend to, look what I did. I got angry and I just yelled at that person. I mean, and then you start beating yourself up. That's another reaction.
Yeah.
Your behavior acts as a trigger, and then you pull out something else, a typical reaction to that. So you want to let go of those things, because those don't serve you at all. And so if you can just imagine that there's this trigger, and then you go into your suitcase and you pull out this reaction, you pull out something. And if you can become aware of this happening, just even once in your day, it happens so many times that there's not even a number big enough to tell you. But if you can just become aware of it at least once, or just once, that's a huge victory for you, because as it happens once is how it happens in all the other times. So you just want to become aware of this process. And as you become aware of the process and you begin to see the process, then you begin to have the ability to have choice in the process. So that's really where you want to intervene. So the stuff that you experience happening to you, it's not really happening to you. It's showing up in your experience. So if you can look at it that way, rephrase it. Something's showing up in your experience. Why? Is it showing up in response to your vibration? Yes. Are you then triggered by it and reacting in the instant to it, causing it to either amplify or de-amplify, go away, lessen, and something new to take its place? Is your reaction causing a new vibration or an expansion of a vibration within you? Yes. The answer to all these things is yes. Because it's all happening simultaneously. So it's a very challenging question to answer. The one part to throw out is that it's, what did he say in the beginning, preconditioned, preordained?
Like fate, destiny kind of thing.
Yeah. You could throw out that part.
That's for sure, yeah.
Yeah.
Good. Thank you for your question, William. Absolutely. All right, so we're going to go to the phone lines. Phone number ending in 6026.
Hi, this is Elizabeth.
Hi, Elizabeth.
I wanted to see however you can help me with vibrancy, energy, and bring a lot of money.
Okay, there's a question for you.
Prosperity.
All right. You're just talking about, like, how everything, the vibrancy, energy, that's you. That's your beingness. So would you like to see if you can point to a particular feeling, a particular vibration, a particular experience or trigger? I mean, what is? Can you be more specific? That's a really broad question.
Okay. Well, I'm
also going to transmit some yummy, yummy crystalline rainbow starlight frequencies to you, so open up your heart as you're speaking and allow them in, okay?
Okay. If you can bring a lot of sprinkle rainbow energy.
Okay, well, you're getting that. You're getting that right now. That's coming to you. But was there a particular understanding or clarity that you're seeking about something?
Accepting prosperity and money for me.
Accepting frustration around money, did you say?
No. Accepting prosperity and money.
Okay. So, okay. Let's change accepting to allowing. So you want to you want to experience more prosperity and money flow. Yes?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So that's allowing it. All right.
Yes.
So if you can start considering and thinking of money as energy, and realize, as once you think of money as energy, and it's easy to do. It's way easier for us now to do than it was in the past because we have digital everything, digital money. I mean, we pay a bill by going click on a computer. I mean, we never are touching a physical money. So the money has evolved to much more of a state of energy and vibration. It's really clear to see that in our world now. I mean, much easier for us than it was 100 years ago. If you'd say that to someone, they're looking at a coin in their hand saying, really? It doesn't look like energy to me. So we can grasp this concept much easier. So think of money as energy. Now consider this. When you are using money, when you're accessing and spending money, you are spreading about, sharing, moving. When I say spreading, like spreading jam on a bread, spreading, you know, that way. You're spreading about the energy of appreciation, gratitude, and joy. Now, why do I say that? You might say, well, that sounds kind of weird. You know, it's like I just want money to pay my bill. I want money to get something and do something I want to do.
Okay, yes. Maybe I just clear it. For some reason, it's like I'm afraid to have money.
Okay, are you afraid? And I want you to really look and notice, are you afraid to allow yourself to feel really good in your life?
Yes.
Okay. They're connected. That's not a random occurrence.
Maybe because I'm afraid it be taken from me or something
yes.
like that.
That's okay. So as you all right, let's look at it this way. Now that you can recognize this, that you're aware of this, that you are afraid to feel good because you feel once you feel good, it won't last, it'll be taken, and then you'll feel really bad. And you don't want to feel the really bad part. So you avoid and you know, you're afraid of the feeling too good. And money is the energy of feeling good. It's the energy of joy and appreciation. So can you see that you are not allowing the prosperity and the money into your life because you will feel really good as you, you know, tune into the money vibration? And you're afraid it will be taken away, that you'll lose it, that it will go away. You probably have the same feeling about money. If you had a lot of money, you're afraid it will go away, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So all you can do right now, what you can do right now is be aware of that. Notice your feeling. So this is, again, let's go back to the trigger reaction. Okay, that I shared about before. All right, so your trigger is it's not going to stay. It's not going to last. And you might even have this same feeling about relationships. I don't know. Usually,
yes.
As you do one thing, it's how you do all things. So
yes.
You have this trigger. And the trigger is, it's not going to last. Now, there may be something that sets up that trigger. I don't know. But the one that I know about that you're speaking is, it's not going to last. It's going to go away. It's going to vanish. And I'm going to feel bad. All right? All that wraps up into one thing. And so your reaction is to not engage with it at all, to totally avoid it. Okay. So it's going to go away. I'm going to feel really bad. I don't want to feel really bad, which is a natural thing. You don't want to feel bad. So you avoid things that you think on any level that will make you feel bad. So you think that it's going to make you feel bad, forgetting all the goodness that comes that may be there, and you avoid it. And so your signal, your vibrational signal that you send out is stay away money. Stay away fun. I can't have you because I might lose you, and that would feel really bad. Can you see that?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, half the battle is seeing it and being aware of it. All right? It's when we aren't aware of something and are what we call unconsciously.
I have to know that I deserve it. And before it was like if they were getting jealous or something, I didn't want anyone to get jealous, and I was thinking everyone should have it. But now I realize, no, I deserve it.
Mm-hmm.
So how can you inject it?
Okay, so you have a different recognition that about
not,
having money.
Yes.
In other words, the thought of it is okay with you, but you still have the trigger
yeah.
reaction, which is
yes.
when you think about it or when you have the opportunity to create a lot of it or allow a lot of it to show up in your life, your reaction is, no, stay away, because it might be taken away, and that hurts, and I can't have that anymore. That or too painful.
Yeah, and I need to know how to defend myself.
Well, it's not that you need to know how to defend yourself. Mm-hmm. You need to choose. You need to slow it down so you can see your reaction. So
yeah.
when you think about money, all right, first of all, we want you to understand or realize and accept money is an energy of fun, joy, appreciation. It's that. Okay, it's an energy of thank you. Even if you're getting something, money is an exchange. Money is used as an exchange of energy, and you're usually exchanging it for something that you want, or something that you have been given or that you've used. So you're always exchanging it for something useful for you, something that you perceive to be useful and beneficial. Even a bill that you're paying, you know, paying the electric bill. The electricity is useful to you. You benefited from it, and you're paying the bill with thank you. So if you could start consciously in the moment, every time you use or spend money or think of money, if you just say thank you and cultivate the feeling of joy in your belly. Just cultivate the feeling of joy. Joy is the opposite of pain. So just cultivate the feeling of joy and don't think any further about it. Now, as you become aware in the moment of what you tend to do, which is when you have an opportunity to allow money to flow and prosperity to flow or relationships to flow, you push it away, you say no, and the reason is, or the reason for that reaction is that you think that it's going to end up in pain. It's going to end up leaving you, and you don't want that experience of pain.
Oh, do you know what it came also?
What?
It's like I'm afraid if I have money or if I'm enjoying life, I'm afraid of people to be envious.
Right. You're afraid that people are going to hate you, they're going to envy you, they're going to, like, cut you out of their life, you're going to be rejected.
Envious.
That's a big thing for human beings. Rejection. They're not loving me. They're not accepting me. All human beings want to be loved and accepted. So if you've connected something with, if I have that or do that, I'm going to be rejected and not loved and not accepted, you will not do that thing. So your awareness of that is very, very good. So now, instead, let's create a new narrative. And you're going to have to consciously...
I don't care about the rejection.
Yes,
but I don't want them to get unhappy.
You care. It's their feeling towards you that is the thing that's
stopping. No, believe me.
What?
It is more like I don't want them to get unhappy.
They're not. How do you know what they're going to feel? How do you know what they're going to do? You can't experience for another person. You can't know.
I'm afraid I don't want them to get unhappy because I don't want them to do something against me behind my back.
But you see, that all ties back to you. This all comes back to you, what you're going to experience. It's not about them. That's your mind trying to fool you. It's really not about them. Because you, for one, you can't know how someone else is going to react or experience something. You really don't know what someone's feeling. Even if they're saying something to you, they may not be really articulating what they're feeling.
I know. Well, if you can give me some of those, your beautiful rainbow energies to help it, I appreciate.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I have been transmitting them to you. You just want a nice big dose right now? Is that what you would like?
Yeah, big boost.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Well, then close your eyes. All right. Close your eyes and open up your heart and just relax, okay? All right. And I'm going to send them. The collective and I will be sending them right now. Can you feel them?
Yes.
Okay.
Good.
All right. Good. Excellent.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
Thank you so much. And that was for everyone. I love you.
Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I love you too.
I love
you.
Beautiful. Thank you. Elizabeth brought up all sorts of key points that a lot of people experience and can relate to and resonate with, right?
Yes. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And yeah, I mean, she did. So this is something that people can listen back to because there is a lot in there for everybody to kind of unpack and use and access. So
exactly. So we still have people with their hands raised and we still have questions on the Q&A. But before we do any more, I just want to take a few moments to talk about the special offer. And then, we can go back to that in a few minutes. Okay, so for those of you who are on the live page, you can just click on special offer. And those of you on the phone, you can go to awakentohappinessnow.com/Amy13. Let me just double check. Yep, Amy13.
Perfect.
All right. Can you do a special offer for a moment?
What?
Can you share with the audience your offer?
Beautiful. Okay, so this package, I changed a couple things in here, and one of the things that I did is I put in this beautiful crystalline grid Living Love Connection. This is a really gorgeous, guided, altered state meditation, and it's so perfect right now because we are moving into a threshold of brand new upgraded energy flowing to the planet. And it's just going to swoop in. It's going to carry us all along. It's like going to be like the dam broke on the river. So you either can be somewhat prepared. You can have a nice raft to ride out. Or you can be just floating along in the river, oblivious, and get like smacked into the rocks and not know what to hit you. So the idea is to at least have a nice comfy raft in order to experience this rush of energy. And the crystalline grid Living Love Connection really moves you into this gorgeous state of connection. It connects you with this gorgeous grid of light, this conscious grid of energy that surrounds the planet. And it becomes almost like your raft building material, if you want to look at it that way. It like creates a raft of light for you to ride out this energetic rush that's on the way. And it is all, it connects you with source. It does so many things. It activates your luminous body. It contains rainbow frequencies. There's just so much in this one thing. So I had to put that into the package. And by the way, the package is all about activating and receiving your fun-bundant 5D reality. So creating and living and receiving this fun-bundant 5D reality that everyone wants to live and feel and experience. And the 5D, the Fundabundant 5D reality is a, it's a set of vibrations. It's an energy. It's a feeling. It's a way of being. It's a way of perceiving everything. It's a whole new, the word is coming as elevated experience of beingness. So, and everything shows up differently. It's just wonderful. So anyway, and then because people are always challenged with the stuckness, the next thing that's in this gorgeous offer is unlimited and abundant. I love this program. This is so wonderful. It's a channeled program with the collective. All of these things are channeled through the collective. The collective had channeled it. I channeled the collective through me, and this is it. I don't even know how to say that, right? But anyway, the collective have brought through this gorgeous program, and it really looks at this habitual tendency, the tendency of human beings to get boxed in, to allow their lives to shrink, to have that trigger reaction mechanism only be within a certain limited tunnel. So in other words, if you imagine that you're standing in the center of a circle and the circle goes 360 degrees around you, you're living and reacting, your trigger reaction life is happening within one small tunnel, like one small tube. So if you were to take your hands and hold them out in front of you in parallel and then let that go out to the edge of the circle, that would be where you're living your life. You go up and down there, back and forth. But what about all the rest of it? It's all accessible to you, but you're not in there. You're not living in there. You're not experiencing that. Well, this program takes you out of your little channel, I guess is the word, your little tunnel there, and says, hey, look at this. And it's an experiential program. It explains things to you, but it then also takes you into the experience of being out in all the rest of it. And in all the rest of it is where that abundance and that unlimitedness is flowing. And you've just locked yourself out of it, that's all. And this program takes you right into it, unlocks it for you so that you can experience it. Now, what's really cool about all of these programs is they have a very strong experiential part, usually an altered state part, altered state guided meditation or process or something that takes you into the direct experiences of whatever is being shared by the collective. And once you have a direct experience of it, it becomes like a cellular memory. And once something becomes a cellular memory, you have the ability to recall it, to re-experience it, because it's a vivid or a lived, vivid experience for you. When someone just tells you something and you don't have the experience, it's not a lived experience, and it goes away. It's like stuff that you study for a test in school, you learn it, but when you try to access that material years later in your life, it's like gone. But if you go to somewhere and you experience it and you like dive into the experience and the history of a particular place, it becomes an experience for you and you remember it all your life and you can experience it again whenever you want. So that's one of the part of the magic in all of these programs. Really, really cool. And the next program is Living from the Heart as Love. And this is so, so important. And this is really connecting you with your heart space, your heart energy, taking you into that space, in your heart space. It's the core and the center of your vibration. It's the most loving, open energy. And within this space is where everything is slowed down, where you have choices. When you're living from your heart, you have choices. You can slow down the moment. You can be fresh and new. You will find that the reactions that happen out of the heart space are very different than the reactions that happen when you're living out of your mind space. So it's very, very powerful program. And all of the things that you experience in your life that you don't like are not experiences that you're experiencing living from your heart space. So when you start living from your heart space, all of those experiences begin to shift. It's really, really amazing. And then the next one, because everyone loves it, is dialing into source. This is a really cool program, and it takes you into connection with Source. Everyone wants to experience Source. They want to be able to connect with Source and feel the experience of Source within them. Feel the experience of receiving Source guidance and wisdom, and know this connection as a vivid reality, as something that's felt and real for you. This program does that. You are always an extension of Source. You will never stop being that. But feeling it, living it, and knowing that you're being, in other words, having it be a conscious part of your moments is so different than not being aware of it. It's just very different. And it's like you have a partner in everything that you do. There's a partner holding your hand in every moment, living your life with you. You're never alone. You always have this partner, this wisdom that's there. And this wisdom's a happy, joyful, gleeful wisdom, too. So that's a wonderful wisdom to have there with you. And this shows or takes you through a couple of various, it's either two or three various ways of connecting to Source. So you can see which one feels easy for you, which one feels comfortable, and you get to practice the different things and connect with Source and feel Source. It's very, very, very powerful. And you get lots of insight flowing and recognition flowing about things. It's just, I can't even share what happens with this program, because everybody's experience of it is unique, too. It's just amazing. Anyway, the next thing is the wonderful, beautiful, really high-frequency collective instant joy process. This is the most fun thing. This is like tail wagging, all right? It's like it lights you up inside. It, like, gives you a burst of light, a burst of joy, just lifts your energy and your frequency into the state of pure vibration of joy. And you're just, like, buzzing with this joy, and then you are, like, lit up, and it's a perfect way to, like, start your day. And what's really interesting about this is, because it's so powerful, it's such a powerful boom, you can actually use this if you're having a challenging day. If you're really feeling down in the dumps, if you're aware enough to say, hey, I want to feel joy, I want to get out of this, I want to feel better, you can use the instant joy process to fill yourself up with this joyful energy, shift your vibration in the moment, and then just, you know, use or carry this joy into your life. So it's just very powerful. And it's short, too. It's only about, I think, 9 minutes. So you can, it's something that you can do at any point in time. And the more you do it, you'll learn the process. And so you'll be able to do it, just close your eyes, and you'll be able to do it without having to listen to it. And it's great because you'll be able to, like, lift your vibration at any moment this way. It doesn't matter if you're there, and it doesn't matter if you have something to play it on or whatever. You can be at work stressed out, go to the restroom, do the instant joy process, come back all refreshed and feeling great. People wonder what you did in that bathroom. Anyway, the next thing, now we're into some great bonuses. The next thing is a gorgeous receiving energy alignment meditation. And I always love to include this in my special packages and offers, because everybody wants to know, how can I have more money energy flow and prosperity energy flow and fun and joy energy flow in my life? And it's all about receiving. It's about allowing and receiving, because that flow is right there. It's standing right next to you. It's not like you don't have it. It's not like you're locked out of it. It's not like it goes to somebody else but not to you. I like to compare it to, if you've ever been at the beach or something, or on a boat on a sunny day, and you're standing there and you see the sun reflecting on the water and it sparkles like diamonds. It makes like a stripe of light, and it looks like sparkling diamonds on the waves. Those diamonds, that stripe of diamond is coming directly to you. That's like your diamonds. Woo! It's like your wealth, your diamonds, they're there for you. But that person standing right next to you is seeing the same diamonds, the same sparkling light, the same wealth going directly to them. And the one person next to them sees it going directly to them. So it's there for you. You have your stream. You have your wealth, abundance, prosperity, joy, happiness stream, and it's not going, it's, you're not shut out of it, it's not going to anywhere else but you, and you can't lose it. It's just that you've got the door closed. You haven't opened the door to let it in. This meditation guides you through relaxing, opening up the door, letting it flow right in and just fall all over you. And it feels so good. It really does. It's just great. Now, the next two things are very, very powerful. We've already talked about the gorgeous rainbow frequencies, the crystalline rainbow starlight frequencies that I've been flowing in this call as I'm speaking, and then to each person that asks questions, they get a special dose or personal dose, whatever, at that moment. But everyone also is included in that dose, too. So you're feeling these are the fluffy cloud under your rear end that just kind of like make magic and rainbows in your day. And what's really cool about the rainbow frequencies is the energy of the rainbow frequencies actually does transform the energy of the field around you, which we like to call our aura or our energy field, to one filled with rainbows. People that can see auras come up to people that are receiving the rainbow frequencies, and they often ask them, what are they doing, or tell them that they have, did you know that there's rainbows in your energy field? And they literally can see the rainbows in their energy field. Now, these people are just people that see auras. They're not people that had any idea about the rainbow frequencies. So that's how I know that this transformation, that your field is filled with these rainbows. It's very, very cool. And they feel wonderful, and it's, like I said, they're a background frequency. Now, a foreground frequency, which is too strong to receive all the time, is the other special energy bonus, and that is the super powerful, it's actually a 5D through 11D multidimensional energy transmission. This is the MMR. And this is a beautiful dose. It's a beautiful transmission of the most powerful frequencies available in this moment. And it's filled with attunements and activations for these frequencies. And each month it's different. It's just, you know, a little subtly different. And the very, very high frequency transmission, it lasts for about 90 minutes. And I don't even know how to explain it, but most people do feel it. If you don't feel the energy, because some people are sleeping, obviously, during the transmission, if you don't feel it, it's not a big deal, but you'll feel the difference. You'll see how it shows up in your life. And what these, I'm trying to find the words here. I had all these words and they just vanished. I hate that. But anyway. So we'll just go on with different words. How's that? So this is just a wonderful, powerful, delicious immersion or transmission and immersion in these powerful frequencies. Now, what's happening this month is the frequencies this month are filled with Aquarian energy and light. That there's a lot of energy and light coming from the Aquarian constellation with these comets and meteors. And so this energy is filling the MMR. And the MMR is also transmitting a special group of attunements, activations, and frequencies to prepare you, I don't know if that's the right word, but to energetically ready you for the really powerful flow, I guess is the word, rush of upgraded energy that is going to begin flowing here August 7th. People may be feeling energy flowing now, hectic, chaotic, intensive energy, but when August 7th hits and the eclipse portal opens, wow, it's going to knock you over. It's going to be really, really big. What the MMR is doing this month is setting you up vibrationally to, it's like giving you that raft. to float in the river when the dam is opened, type of thing. So it will be a much more comfortable experience. You'll be able to navigate it with ease. It won't knock you off your feet. It won't throw your life into upheaval. For people that have no idea what's going on or aren't energetically prepared, their lives could be thrown into upheaval. They could be experiencing some big hits, good hits, bad hits, but usually when we experience big hits, because human beings don't like change, we see it as bad or uncomfortable. So that's what the MMR is doing this month, and it's a very special one. And also, I want to just add this. There's going to be, in the next couple of days, a special MMR booster. This boosts the energy of the previous month's MMR. Last month's MMR was a special solstice light MMR. It was so sweet, so loving, so light-filled, and so magical. And that energy is going to be in the booster. And so if you get this package now, before I would say, I don't know if the MMR booster is going to be Thursday evening or Friday afternoon, evening, I don't know, because they're spontaneous. They're very spontaneous when Source says now. So I would say if you get it before Thursday, like evening, Thursday late day, you'll be fine. And you have to let me know that you got it so I can put you in for the booster, and then you will experience the benefit of this extra booster, because it's a bonus for you. It would be a bonus booster, because the MMR that you will receive as part of your package, the July one, comes with its own booster, and that will happen in the middle of August, right in the middle of the eclipse portal. So that will be really a beneficial thing to have happening in the middle of all that hyper upgraded energy. So I hope I didn't over-explain that and confuse people. I think I confused myself.
Well, I was confused by what's the difference between the MMR and the booster. So, the people who buy the package today are, like this package, MMR for them?
I'll explain that. Each MMR session is a 90-minute, very intensive, high-frequency energy session, and it's filled with the most powerful energy that is available in that particular month. And it's also got activations, attunements, that go along with that particular energy. And activations are things like pineal, pituitary, higher heart, cellular, the spiritual DNA, the 25-strand, 12-strand and 25-strand DNA are 24, I don't even know how many strands, but a lot of strands of DNA, and activation of light codes and all of these things. All of this is transmitted in the big 90-minute MMR session. Each MMR session comes with its own booster. The booster is 2 to 3 weeks after the MMR session, so it's in the following month. So the July MMR, which is the one that people that get the package now will be registered in, that will participate in or receive, comes with a booster that will be happening in August. The booster is a shorter energy session. It's probably between anywhere from 10 to maybe 20 minutes. Usually it's more between like 10, 15 minutes. And it boosts the energy of the MMR from the prior month, and also sends through again like a boost to all of the activations and all of the attunements and all of that. So it kind of reestablishes that energy. And so what's really important or significant about this July one is the July one has got all of this energy to set you up for the huge, powerful upgrades coming through in August. And this one comes with a booster, the boosting energy MMR, which will be in mid-August. So that will boost all of this comfort, ease, activation, attunement to allow you to be in the midst of all of this high upgraded energy comfortably again. So that's what's really cool about this one. So that's what the booster is. The booster that's happening this week that people will get, this is a bonus because this booster is part of the June MMR, the solstice MMR. So anyone that gets the package now will receive that booster also. Mm-hmm. They'll be in that booster session.
Right.
And that contains the sweet, beautiful solstice light energy. And it's a boost of those frequencies, which is really just wonderful, gorgeous, magic, very magical feeling frequencies.
Okay, beautiful. Thank you. Thank you.
You're
for clarifying that. So that is available at awakentohappinessnow.com/Amy13. So please go and grab it. Sooner the better, so that you can be included in the booster as well as the regular MMR. Absolutely wonderful. Thank you. And all those wonderful, beautiful crystalline energies that you've been sending to all of us during this call have been just lovely, 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 lovely. Love them.
Right. And anyone getting the package also receives 30 days of those frequencies. So those will be coming 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, unless you pause them. You can pause them to mm-hmm. you. And so you will be receiving this lovely, yummy, happy, joyful, fun, abundant frequencies lifting you up. You'll be living your life floating on a cloud. The little cloud will be under your behind carrying you around.
Nice. Beautiful. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. So where are we at now?
We're going to take another question or two.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
Okay.
All right. So let me go to let's take one from the Q&A and one from the caller, okay?
Okay.
Only because, you know, we have those two. So we're going to go to phone number ending in 0817. 0817. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Hello.
Did you say Joan?
No, I can't hear you really well. Can you speak up a little bit?
Yeah. Could you hear me now?
Yeah, but you've been
it's
have
better
to
yet. If you're on a microphone, you may need to put your mouth closer to a microphone.
This is Kavita. Can you hear my name?
Yeah, that's perfect.
Better.
That's much better.
Yeah,
thank
yes.
you.
Oh, hi. Actually, I just had a question on the sun abundance. So, how does it look in my frequencies right now? And how can I upgrade that? I'm not sure. Where do I stand right now?
Okay, so, all right. So, all right. I'm a little not clear what you're asking, so I'm going to repeat back to you what I think you're asking, and then you can clarify. I think you're asking for me to look at where your frequencies are or how you're vibrating with regard to abundance right now. And then you're asking, how can you upgrade your frequencies or vibrate more in alignment with abundance? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, that's correct. Yes.
That's it?
Yeah.
Okay. And your name is Joan, did you say?
No, Kavita.
Say that again.
Kavita.
Kavita? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. All right, so, first of all, I want to open you up to receive the rainbow frequencies. So just relax a little because there's a lot of tension going on here, I feel. You're very tight. So just relax, breathe in, and just imagine that you're opening up your heart. Like imagine that a door is opening in your heart and you're opening up and the frequencies are beaming into your heart. So just accept them and allow them to come in. All right, now let me see. You are, well, as I said, there's a tightness. So this tightness, this tension, is in your vibration. So right now, I would read your vibration as contracted. In vibrational terms, in vibrational language, there's really two vibrations. There's many, we call them many subtle feelings, but there's really two vibrations. There's contracted energy and there's expansive energy, and that's it. Your energy right now has been feeling, what it felt to me when I tuned in, is contracted. So that would mean that you feel in your gut, you may be feeling a knot. If you were to just close your eyes and focus on your gut, put your hand like on your solar plexus, you might notice that it feels under your hand, you're like feeling like it's a contraction there, tight energy. The energy is folding in on itself, pulling inward. That's contractive energy. Where you want to be is you want to be feeling expansive energy. You want to be feeling your bigness, your vastness. You want to open up your energy. You want to open up your heart. So as you're receiving these rainbow frequencies and your heart is open to allow them in, allow them to open up, to relax all of your body. And imagine that these frequencies are filling you and just allowing the solar plexus area to relax and feel yourself just expanding. Feel the energy of you expanding. Now, I'll tell you a little secret. This is a secret for everybody. I've already shared that all of the abundance and all of the things that you want are in that circle around you, but you're just living in that one tunnel. So you're not experiencing, you're only experiencing what's in that tunnel. But the other things are all there for you in your circle. This is your circle. No one else's circle, your circle. All the stuff's there for you, but you won't experience it until you are big enough. When I say big enough, I mean your energy expands outside of the confines, the walls of the tunnel that you've been walking up and down in, the tube. So this is why expansive energy is so powerful. When your energy is expanding outward and you feel the energy pouring out from your heart, and these are feelings that you would feel as joy, gratitude, appreciation. You will feel the abundance all around you, and you'll be feeling things like appreciation in response to it. And you'll be vibrating with these vibrations. These are all expansive vibrations and allow you to be expanded in your energy. And you may actually feel, literally feel, yourself as big and vast and the energy expanding. Now imagine there you are standing and you're in your tunnel, but your energy is expanding. You're getting big and vast. You're expanding beyond the edges, the walls of your tunnel. You're bigger than your tunnel. So now your experience includes all of the stuff in the part of your circle that you've expanded into. So it's not like the experience wasn't there, it's that you expanded to be big enough to include that in your aware experience. I hope that makes sense. So, what you want to do, all right, that makes sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah,
so what you want to do is you want to continue to allow these rainbow frequencies to open your heart. You want to, if you can, get the package, because there's so many heart-opening things and energy-expanding things in there. Everything in there does that. And you want to allow yourself to focus your attention. See, your attention is a wonderful tool. When you focus your attention on something that makes you feel joy or appreciation inside, you have just allowed yourself to expand. You have just raised your vibration, shifted the inner vibration energy inside you from contracting to expanding. So that's why wonderful things like looking at things that make you appreciate them, looking at things that make you happy. So it may be going out and sitting in nature, doing something in nature. Looking at babies. Babies are great. Playing with a baby, playing with pets. Pets are wonderful too. All of these things make you feel good and are shifting your energy from contracting to expanding. And that's where you want to be. You want to be in the expansive energy. If you notice that you're all knotted up, that you're doing something or thinking a particular thought or looking at a particular thing that's making you feel very uptight and making you feel very tense and worried, you can be sure that the energy within your body is contracting. that is not going to allow you to experience anything that you want to experience. So you want to be aware enough in the moment to say, this is going nowhere. This is not going where I'm going to receive anything I want to receive. So I'm going to stop doing this. And then you do something different. You can even, if you don't know what to do, take a nap. It will break the energy momentum. That's what you want to do. You want to stop the energy momentum because energy is always moving. This is for everybody. It's always, it doesn't just get to a particular place and stay there. It's always moving. So it's either moving inward, contracting, or outward, expanding. And again, there's different feelings and emotions that go along with each type of energy movement. So it's not like you get to a certain point and then it's like you're feeling lousy and you're feeling kind of stuck and things aren't working and you're saying, oh, all right, the energy's, you know, contracting. It's going to continue contracting until you break that momentum. So you can either take a nap or refocus yourself on something that feels good and get that energy shifted in the opposite direction, expanding. So it sounds easy. The challenge is to be aware enough and not get into reaction so much, but to be aware enough in the moment to make the choice. And again, that all goes back, it ties into the whole trigger reaction, you know, with your suitcase, that. Because what happens most of the time is we're just getting triggered and we're reacting and the awareness in the moment isn't there. So therefore, we don't have the choice to, oh, I'm going to refocus myself. So what I want you to do is I want you to practice slowing things down and being more aware in the moment. You might want to ask yourself the question, how am I feeling in my gut? How is my energy feeling in my gut? Am I feeling a contracted, tight feeling here, or am I feeling energy pouring out of me? And you might also ask, am I feeling light and joyful and open, or am I feeling tense, contracted, and closed? So if you can just start remembering to ask the questions in the moment, you will be allowing yourself more opportunity for choice. Does that sound easy enough to do?
I don't know how hard it will be to do, but I can put an effort to do that.
Okay, good. Good.
And I have one more question, like the audios and everything, whatever you talked about in the chamber frequencies, like should they be listened very actively or can they be played in silent and they can be just doing my work? How does that work?
Okay, are you talking about the audios that are in the special offer?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know what you mean by actively. You mean like while you're walking or something?
No, like should I be like just listening to them and focus on them completely, or can I be just working on that and keep it playing silent or something like that while I'm sleeping? Can I just stay in loop?
Okay, well,
like that? Or
well, the,
like
the
I program, keep or something where I have to listen.
Okay, the programs they're talking, and it is better to listen to them with your attention, especially the first time. You can listen to them over and over and over because every time you listen to them, you will get new value from them. You will hear something different and get new value.
Okay.
So you can listen to, all of them. You can be driving. You can be listening to them like when you're preparing or cooking dinner or something like that. You could listen to them when you're going for a walk. The only parts you cannot listen to when you're doing other things, especially driving, is the guided meditation parts. They all have guided meditations.
Okay.
You have to go sit down and stop doing something, especially stop driving in this case.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Perfect.
Thank
all
you
right.
so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Bye. Yeah. So I think, you know, just to clarify that, yeah, you should listen to them once consciously, and the other times you can listen to them in the background, except for, you know, if you are chopping vegetables, if you're driving, then really pay attention to the guided poses at that time. Don't do it while you're driving. You know, so if you're driving and suddenly the guided meditation part of it comes on, then
turn it
pull
off.
Over.
You know?
Yeah. Well, either pull over or turn it off and save it for later when you're not driving. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Exactly. Yeah. Perfect.
Thank you. All right. So let me just take a quick question from the
Q&A.
Yeah, the Q&A. All right. So let's take a question from okay. All right, so Suzanne is asking, hi, Amy, I wondered if the collective could activate me to connect with my abundant and unique 5D reality. I feel it's time to do something amazing, to connect, share, and communicate new and exciting ideas, which I'm not quite conscious of yet.
Okay, so she wants to be connected with the, she wants to be able to receive inspiration.
Yeah.
For things that she's not even aware of yet. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yes, that happens when these energies are activated. All right. So what I'll do is I'm just going to send it out another dose.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Right now of the abundant frequencies, and so I want Suzanne and all the other people, everybody else, to open up your hearts and just receive this. Okay. And then actually, the collective are saying that they want to do something else after some more frequencies. So we'll do that too in a moment.
Okay.
I think it's more rainbow. I'm not sure. I have to see what they want. But anyway, okay. So just open up, just relax, open up your heart. Just feel your heart like this door on your heart space. Just open it and just relax and breathe in and allow these frequencies to just come in that door and just fill you. And allow yourself to feel the rainbows and the joy and the unicorns hopping about and the fluffy cloud underneath your bum. All right. So how does that feel?
Good. Yeah, nice. Thank you.
Did you feel it, Alara?
I did, yes.
Okay, great.
Am I muted? Yes, I did. Thank you. Yes, I had my hand on my chest, and I imagined that my, heart center was opening,
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Great. Cool. All right. Well, each person's got their own way of doing it,
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's so cool. Before I let the collective tell me what it is that they want to do, I just want to add this. This kind of goes with everything that I shared in here and that the collective were giving me, the trigger reaction thing, the suitcase, everything. reality, perceiving reality. I want everyone to understand this, to just grab this concept and just realize it. You create your own reality, okay? Now, you probably heard that, all right?
Yeah,
yeah, okay, yeah, I heard that. But no one really gets what that says. You create your own reality, your own world, and your reality and world is not the next person's reality or world. So in other words, you have created and are creating and perceiving your world. You can't perceive someone else's world. They are creating, perceiving, and living in their world. Now, this includes people that you may be sharing a space with, too. They are not living in your world. Now, if you imagine your world like the circle that I described, that you're in the center of, when in various ways and to varying degrees, the circle of your world overlaps with circles of other people's worlds. Some circles may overlap 90%. Some circles may overlap 2%. And then there's everything in between. So if you can realize this, then also realize that what you experience and what you perceive is unique to you. No matter how much you communicate with somebody else about something, they're not perceiving the same thing as you. They may be perceiving very close to what you're perceiving, but it's never the same because they are creating and living in a different world. So realize that a lot of frustration that may arise is because you don't understand why someone's reacting away a certain way, behaving a certain way, saying a particular thing, or doing a particular thing. And the answer is you can't, because you're not in their world. So if you just allow that, like, okay, they're in their world, they obviously are doing something and seeing something, perceiving something that doesn't seem to me that is here, or I'm, you know, it's like someone talking to an imaginary friend, all right? You know, that's an extreme example. But just if you can just recognize that each person is going to be unique in their responses, and just because you're having a response to something doesn't mean they're ever going to have that same response to that same thing, ever. So you let that be okay with you. And the other thing to realize is that you create them, which is an interesting thing for people to get their head around. Because you create your own world, you also create all of the people in your world. So in your world, you've created a planet with 7.9 or whatever it is, a billion people on it. And the versions of those people in your world may be different from the versions of the people that are in someone else's world. They also have created a world with 7.9 billion people on it, or 7.8, whatever the number is. And there may be overlap or there may not be overlap. But if you can just accept your world and your experience is what you have domain over, and not worry about someone else's world. You also remember that you create the people in your world. So if there's someone in your world that is annoying you and you don't like their behavior, or you don't like what they're doing, or you don't like what they're how they're showing up to you, you have the opportunity to create them differently in your world. And then it almost seems, it's not like you go to them and say you have to be different, but you just create your perception of them differently. You create your experience of them differently in your world. And what will magically happen is your experience of them, they will almost seem to magically change. It's very interesting. So that's just, that it's kind of a complex thing because the mind can't wrap itself around it. I hear Alara is yawning a lot, which means that this, when she yawns, something is really, like, intensive. So it's very challenging for the mind to grasp this, but the only reason I put it out there now is because I just want to give you permission to not have to have control over someone else's behavior, or to even understand someone else's behavior. Just let them be. They're doing their thing. And you can't necessarily understand or know why they are doing or being the way that they're doing, because you're not in their world. They are.
Mm-hmm. True.
Yeah. And so that goes back to the question about being concerned about how other people are going to feel about you,
right,
or how they're going to react, or rejection or something. You honestly can't know, because you're not, one, feeling their feelings, or two, in their world. You can only influence how they show up in your world, your version of them. So create your version of them as being loving and accepting and wanting your success. I mean,
mm-hmm.
So you have a lot more
interesting
power, I guess is a good word, in creating your world than you realize.
Yeah.
So I hope that wasn't too confusing.
No, that was great. Thank you. I like it. Yeah, I like that. I never really considered it in that way before. So, thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. I should make a picture of it, because, you know, with the visual of the different worlds and the overlapping, and it actually looks very similar, if you've ever seen, to the Flower of Life.
Mm-hmm.
If you just continue out the Flower of Life, and actually the image I think that I've used of the crystalline grid has got, it's all circles, circles, circles.
Yes.
So
yes,
circles with other geometrical things going on. But there's a reason why these circular patterns and circles exist. And it's like, world, you have your own circle. You are a circle. You are a circle of life, a circle of world. So, I mean, we use language, and it's so confusing because we make up these words. I mean, this is the word for this. And it's like, it's so off in its meaning, but we accept it as the word for that. And it's like,
exactly.
And then try to communicate these concepts, this energy flow, what's really going on an energetic level with the words that we have. It's so inadequate. It's really, it's terrible. That's all I could say. It's really, it's like, oof. So feel the energy and allow the energy to inform you. That's
mm-hmm.
better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so,
all I right. like that.
Yeah. So I don't know if there's anything else that's pressing to answer a question or anything. Is there anything that you're seeing? Beneficial?
No, I think we're good to go into the
okay.
meditation. Yeah. Or the
okay.
guided
so,
process
so,
or whatever the collective wants to do.
Yeah. What I'm receiving is they want to transmit. They want to have everybody, they're going to relax everybody with a special, like a little, probably special breathing, and I'm not really sure exactly what they're going to choose.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're going to transmit a really beautiful dose of the crystalline rainbow starlight frequencies. Nice, fun, abundant, loving dose, a very loving, opening, heart-opening dose. And they're also going to transmit some other frequencies. Maybe these are activations. I'm not really sure. Oh, attunements? I'm not really sure what they are, what they're calling them. I'm getting activations more than attunements. But whatever, it's going to feel good.
Yeah.
And it's going to be energy that penetrates into every cell, every corner of your being. So, all right, yes. Yeah, that's kind of what I'm getting. Okay, so if everyone would just kind of get comfortable and get into a nice, comfortable position so that you don't feel any stress in your body, like, you know, your muscles feel relaxed and you're comfortable. And then I'll let the collective take you through their relaxing breathing. So please, everybody, we would like you to breathe in through the top of your head. We love this breathing. So imagine, we want you to imagine something different. Above the top of your head is a beautiful, gently turning pyramid. It's a beautiful pyramid made of white light. And this pyramid is sitting probably about, we would say, probably 10 centimeters or about between 5 and 6 inches above the top of your head. And it's not huge. It's about not that much bigger than the size of your head. So you don't have this giant thing over you that it's going to come down and crush you. And it's a beautiful pyramid made of this white light, and it's gently turning. Now imagine a beautiful beam of white light is flowing from the point of the pyramid on the top all the way through the pyramid, and it's flowing down into you, flowing down into your crown, and it's flowing down along each chakra point. And as it goes, touches each chakra point, it's going to illuminate it with a beautiful white glow. So the chakras are now all glowing with this beautiful white light as this beam flows down. And they're all turning gently. We're going to activate their spinning a little bit more, too. And let this light just flow all the way down to your lower abdominal area, to where it goes into and flows into a beautiful, slow-moving, turning vortex, a vortex of white light. So as you feel this beautiful energy flowing into you, just allow it to move into the lower abdominal area and swirl in a beautiful vortex of this white light. And it illuminates you from the inside out. So we're going to imagine we're breathing in this energy through the top of our head again. So we're going to breathe it in, through the top of your head, down through the pyramid, and it's going to flow down through the crown. It's going to light up the pineal third eye center. It's going to light up the crown center, the throat center, higher heart center, solar plexus center, sense center, creative center, the root center. It's going to light everything up with a beautiful light. And then it flows into this gorgeous vortex filled with the white light, gently swirling. And as it swirls in this beautiful vortex, the light overflows. It just overflows and spills out everywhere. And it illuminates and flows down your legs. And as it flows down your legs, it fills up your legs' form space with this beautiful white glow. And that white glow bathes and fills every cell that's in your leg, every cell that's in your foot, your toes, your ankles, your bones, your muscles, your blood. And as it's filling all of that, it's also flowing up out of the vortex into your trunk area and illuminating the whole trunk area with this beautiful white glow, just a gorgeous sparkling white energy. It's kind of twinkling, a twinkling light to it. And it fills every organ with this white glow and every cell within every organ, and it fills every part of your spine with this white glow, and then it flows all the way up to your shoulders and the base of your neck and flows down your arms, and it's like this white, yummy light. It's flowing all the way down your arms, and it's illuminating every part of your arms and your fingers, and it's sparkling and it's light, and all the cells in your arms and your fingers are filled with this white light, sparkling and twinkling, so bright, bright, bright. And then it goes down into the other arm, or both arms at the same time. We don't know how you saw it and did it. And then it flows up your neck, up your neck, into your head, and it fills all of your head with this beautiful, beautiful white light, and fills up the head space, and it fills and illuminates every part of the space in your head. And again, those that pineal and the pituitary lit up, gorgeous, and every cell within your head, beautiful, lit up and sparkling. And so now you are just one big mass of brilliant white light, kind of in the shape of a body. And you're just a glowing field of white light. Now we want you to relax the edges of your body, just kind of see them dissolving away so that you kind of blend into the space around you and you become a field of light, a beautiful field of light. And this white light is filling you. There's still the pyramid above you, above your where you perceive your crown to be, except now that you're a much broader field of light. Now we're going to bring through some magical rainbow frequencies through this pyramid. And as you focus your awareness on the pyramid, you'll notice that the pyramid switches or it changes or it becomes a beautiful rainbow-filled pyramid. There's rainbow sparkling light dancing throughout this pyramid, and it's just beautiful colors of the rainbow. And now as the light beam flows through the pyramid from the point and down through into your field of energy, it's filled with rainbows. Rainbows and light dancing and sparkling and twinkling and rainbow waves of frequencies. And they intertwine with each other. They almost look kind of in some parts like DNA spirals. Beautiful rainbows. Rainbow stripes and strips and flows and fields of energy. Rainbow rivers of energy. All flowing into this field of energy that is you. Where you were now, or were previously this white light-filled field of energy, you see the rainbow light, the rainbows filling you down, almost like it's pouring down into the field of energy that you are. So from the top down, you're like becoming filled with these rainbow frequencies, these rainbows, the rainbow rivers just filling every part of your being. And the white light is becoming rainbow light, rainbow colors shimmering and dancing. These are not still lights. These are dancing and sparkling and twinkling lights. They're moving. They're waving. They're waving like frequency waves up and down. And they're flowing down that form that you consider to be you, which is now a broader field of energy. And this field of energy that is you is being filled, just filled in with this rainbow rivers and waving up frequencies of energy and rainbow lights, and just beautiful as this part, as all of you is becoming a field of rainbow light and rainbow dancing energy. So beautiful. And you feel this rainbow energy. You feel it. And it's penetrated into every cell. Every cell is receiving this and turning into little rainbows, little rainbow points of light within you. And as you feel this energy filling you and filling in and turning everything into this field of rainbows, you feel like this magical, it's like this upliftment. You feel this opening in your heart center, and you feel like this eagerness and this joy in your solar plexus, in your belly. It's like this eager, joyful, childlike burst of energy that is coming through you and out of you. And you feel gleeful, and you feel like every part of you, every cell of your being is smiling and so happy it wants to clap its little hands in joy. If only cells had hands, that would be so much fun. You'd have all this clapping going on. And your heart center is filled with this joyful rainbow dance. And this rainbow energy is just everywhere. And you feel so, this yummy, yummy. And every cell within you is sparkling with this energy. And this rainbow light that has been filling you is within every chakra center. Every chakra center is now rainbow colored. It's not, oh, this one's red, this one's blue, this one's green. It's each one is filled with all the colors of the rainbow. And they're spinning gently in their fields. Each chakra spins gently in a certain direction that it's supposed to spin. In each person, it may be a different direction than in another person. So we will not tell you, oh, make this one spin this way, and this one has to spin that way. Because some spin counterclockwise, some spin clockwise, but they each spin. And they don't zoom around, they spin gently. So just gently feel your chakra centers activating and spinning in a beautiful, like little, we could say a circle, a vortex, or a vortex would be a good analogy. And it's a gentle spinning. And feel, and if you can see the rainbow colors within them just moving around in this little vortex. So feel that and see that within you. And feel in every center, moving up your body, each center. And feel that and feel all of the rainbow energy spinning within each cell in little vortexes within the centers of each cell, too. And each cell is now got its own little vortex spinning gently within it. And so you are a field of energy, a field of rainbows, a field of energetic vortexes gently spinning within you. And now we want to bring your consciousness and your awareness back into the feeling, the perception of your body form. So just bring your awareness back to the shape of your body, the form of your body, and feel the edges of your body. know that you are expanded beyond the body form, but we want you to feel the body form so that you come back with your awareness into the body form. And become aware of the body form feeling or sitting upon the surface that it's on. You could feel the pressure point, the point where your body presses upon the either chair or the surface that you're lying on, and feel that surface. It almost feels like it's pressing up against your body form. And become aware of that again. And just become aware of the boundary, the surface of your body form, and where it begins, where it ends, this physical body form that you live within, that you create, that you move through life within, experiencing and enjoying the physical world. So feel that and send love and appreciation to your body form, and love and appreciation to all of the cells within your body form. They're all still filled with that rainbow sparkle and energy. Oh, we can see them. They're little rainbow, little pinpoints in you. They're gorgeous, gorgeous. We hope that you can see them. If you look within, if you just kind of imagine you're looking within your body, you may see all of them sparkling. They're having rainbow parties. Your cells are always having a party. We want you to know that. And it's whether you are aware of their parties and go to participate in the parties with them, or if you're off in your head ignoring all the parties going on. And they just continue with their parties as you live in your head. So we invite you to go into your body, into your heart space more often and join in the parties, because it's so much more fun. Oh, you have been having so much more fun, and you'll be feeling just joy in the moment and fulfillment in the moment. So we invite you to do that. Just remember to check in with your body and your cells more often. So now that you're feeling your body, we want you to bring the conscious awareness to your heart center and feel your heart center and the energy flowing there and the openness and the beautiful joy. And then we want you to bring your conscious awareness up into your head, to behind your eyes, right about where the pineal is. And be aware of, ooh, it's filled with rainbows. Can you see its rainbow-colored light there? It's gorgeous. So as you're aware of the pineal light and the third eye, we want you to become aware of your eyes, but your eyes are closed, so that's okay. We're going to have you open them in a moment. So just get your consciousness here and present. And now what we were going to do is we're going to count you up to opening your eyes. We're going to count from 1 to 5. And when we get to 5, we will ask you to open your eyes into your space. Now, don't be surprised if your space looks different. It may be sparkling and twinkling. You may even see rainbows. It happens. So that's fine. So allow whatever's there to show itself to you. Enter your space with an open heart and an open mind, and you'll be surprised by what shows up. So we're going to start counting now from 1 to 5. 1. Feels so good. 2. Feels even better. 3. We can't help it. It feels so good. 4. Oh, boy. And 5. Open your eyes into your space and look around and wiggle your hands and your feet and just come fully back into your body, grounded upon this magnificent earth in your space, in your room, wherever you are, outdoors, indoors, wherever, and just blink, look around and see what's there and enjoy. And enjoy the feeling. Enjoy the energy. So we hope Alara has come back.
Yes, thank you. I'm back. It'll take me a little bit, but thank you. That was beautiful. So, oh, my goodness. I was just like, especially, it's like floating on the, you know, in the rainbows, just being the rainbows, you know. I mean, I use rainbows in my work as well. And this was just, really nice, really magical.
Yes. Did it kind of feel, too, like you were floating on a fluffy cloud?
Exactly, floating on a fluffy cloud, floating, just, really nice. And it was peaceful, expansive, and just so light. You know, sometimes you can't even describe those feelings, right?
Yes, No. So now if you imagine this feeling, but in more of a background way, filling your moments, filling your body, filling your being, as you just go through all the stuff that you do in your day, it's like it adds a magical edge to everything that shows up in your life and everything that you do. It's really kind of like being carried around on this magical fluffy cloud. And people spontaneously see unicorns and people see rainbows. I mean, it really, these magical things happen with these wonderful frequencies. So that was the rainbow frequencies, a really big concentrated dose. And you can receive a dose like that when you're receiving the rainbow frequencies by asking the frequencies to amplify. You can do that for a particular period of time, a short period, but you can't. That has to happen. You have to do that when you're not doing something else, because then you need to like just kind of lie back and receive it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The normal dose of rainbow frequencies that you're receiving is one that is a very background dose. It just feels you're just there, and it's almost like you're skipping and tripping through your day, and you know it's like rainbow there, and it's things that normally would be really upsetting are not so upsetting. It's like the edges are taken off. It's like
nice. Yeah, and then when that happens, you know, you tend to see your life in a different way. You know, you have a different perspective on life and what's happening, and just anything that comes up, it's not as difficult.
You don't react so powerfully. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Exactly.
There's edges. It opens up the spaciousness. Remember, I talked about the space, giving yourself more space, and because you open up spaciousness, you have more opportunity for choice.
Yeah.
And
absolutely.
Yeah. So that's I always hear that from people receiving the frequencies things seem to have is it less edges? They have more choice, and they actually may be inspired to actually take action and doing things that maybe they've just only thought about before. So, there's, you know, of course, for every person, it's different. The thing where it's most common, I would say, is animals, because animals don't have the same type of consciousness as humans. So animals feel the frequency, and they just get joyous, and they get frisky, and they get happy. And it's so cool to hear about pets that were, like, aging, that weren't really that active, that all of a sudden they start receiving the rainbow frequencies, and all of a sudden they start acting like young pets again, like young, you know, dogs and cats. It's very, very cool.
Nice.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Wow. And we have a horse receiving rainbow frequencies, so they work on all sorts of things. I don't know of any snakes or anything receiving rainbow frequencies. I wonder what they'd manifest as. But really, the pets don't have the level of resistance as humans, so they receive them differently. They also don't sit there and think things out so much.
That's true.
So they all become much more joyful and playful.
Nice. And then that radiates out to the people around them as well.
Yeah, of course, because you're in space with them. So it's a very all-encompassing thing. It's really kind of the only word that comes to me is cool. It's really a cool thing.
Exactly.
I love it. Yeah.
Well, that's beautiful. Thank you. And you know, I'm just slowly coming back as I do. I wanted to ask you, you know, was there anything else that you or the collective wanted to share with our audience? I have to add some more time here because I know we've gone over.
Yes, we have, but that's perfectly okay with me. It's just as long as it's okay with the listeners, the audience, and all the people that will listen to the replay.
Absolutely. Yeah, perfect. Okay, we're good. I was just curious if there's any other, information or wisdom that would be relevant for everybody
now,
especially coming up.
Yep, I'm looking. All right. There's one thing that I'm getting. And this is an interesting thing. There's a questioner that you have in this written things, a person whose name begins with an M, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a question there that is going to allow for something to come through. Is there a question? You have a person named M with an M name? Not one that you asked, but one that you didn't ask?
No.
No.
Okay,
W. Turn it upside down for a W.
Well, yeah, but William has already asked a question.
Oh, okay. All right. Then no, we don't want William. Okay. All right, then maybe.
Oh, but hold on. But I do have like Melissa who has her hand raised.
Okay. All right. Let's go to Melissa.
Okay. Perfect. Melissa, I'm going to unmute you. Phone number running in 6350. Hello.
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 I bet you didn't think that was going to happen.
Oh, it was so funny because as soon as you said the M, I was like, oh, that's me.
Oh, good. Well, yes, it's you. It's you. Now, Melissa, how was that experience that we just did right now with the collective, that the collective did? How was that for you?
That was wonderful. I loved it. And it was, I really enjoyed it. It was peaceful and healing, but it was also exhilarating and joyful, and I saw a unicorn. So
yay!
I was like, and it was like, even when I woke up, it was like I could feel this unicorn just standing right next to me, and I was like, oh, that's just great. Can you just stay here with me all the time? I really love this.
Well, that's what the rainbow, the crystalline starlight rainbow frequencies do. They bring unicorns to you. People really experience unicorns, and some people actually see them. And some people see representations of them, like images of them, pictures of them, you know. That. But unicorns start showing up in people's lives. I love it. I just love it. So. Anyway, so do you have a question? For some reason, the collective said you have something.
I know. And I, you know, what happened was when you said that, I was like, uh-oh. Then I felt like, uh-oh, I'm on the spot. What if I don't, what did I want to ask?
I don't know, whatever comes to you. Don't be on the spot. You're not on the spot. But there's something.
Yeah.
Maybe it was just sharing about the unicorns. I don't know. But there was something that they wanted you to, they felt that you had to contribute.
Well, the one thing I wanted, I was just feeling, now I want you to know that I feel much better after that process, but I was feeling like depleted, but I've been feeling that way. I've been feeling like just exhausted and depleted. And what I wanted to ask about kind of was clarity, because I'm starting to feel excited and empowered to like do my thing, you know, that
good.
That feels good and you know, can assist others and feels good for me to do, and yet I've had this.
You're censoring yourself.
Pardon me?
You're censoring yourself. You're censoring your actions. You're censoring your thoughts. You're saying, I can't do that. Or, oh, I don't know about that. That might not go over so well. Or that might not, right?
Yes, that makes total sense.
Basically you have a thought, you have an inspired thought, you have a thought, you have a feeling that goes with it, it feels really good, you're like, yeah, this really, I really, you know, and then, oh, but no. Right?
Well, I think so. I think what's happening is my body is manifesting the no part, and so then I'm wanting, well, okay, I need clarity then. Is it the time? Do I do this?
When you're saying your body is manifesting the no part, tell me what you mean by that.
Like extreme adrenal fatigue, like I can just barely function, and I just like just to get up and move every day. It's so extreme. I mean, it's not like where you just, you know, you have an off day and you're tired, but it's just like I feel,
Does it seem to, as you think about and you get an inspired thought about something and that really feels good, does that tiredness seem to get worse, or is it there all the time?
No, it doesn't get worse when I feel like that. But it's like I want to just get my body up and just do this, and yet it's just like it feels real heavy, like my body's like.
Right. Okay. This is what we would recommend. We recommend that you do muscle testing. You know how to do self-muscle testing?
Yeah.
Everyone can benefit from this instruction, because the way that people teach people to do muscle testing is so challenging, and it doesn't give you an accurate answer. So the collective, that's us, we're actually speaking right now, we came up with a very easy way for muscle testing that's pretty fail-proof.
Oh,
all right, so we're going to teach you how to do that. But what we want you to do is we want you to engage in a conversation with your body. We want you to ask your body, All right? Like, before you're going to eat something, we want you to ask your body what it would like to eat and offer it choices. Since your body can only say yes or no, it can't say, oh, we want this kind, we want a salad made with that, and we want this sirloin steak over there. Your body can't say that. Your body can only, you can say, do you want this? And your body will say yes or no. And how your body communicates is through weak and strong, muscle weakness or muscle strength. And it's really an energy flowing through you. The weakness is low energy, less energy flowing in response to the question. And the strong is more energy, a yes, in response to the question. So you need to also test and see what is your yes and what is your no. But this is the simple way of doing it. So we want you to take your two hands mm-hmm. and take your pointer fingers, the first finger. No, not a weak finger, not a thumb, not a pinky, no other finger. All the other fingers are tucked away like you're making a fist. So just your pointer fingers are pointing at one another. So hold your hands out in front of you and point your fingers at each other. Okay. Now, hook them over, all right? Like bend them over, bend each finger over. Like it makes a C. Looks like a C if you hold it, right?
So they're not touching, they're just looking.
They're not yet. Not yet. They're not touching yet, okay? We just want to show you the format. We don't know the word. The design, the structure. All right. So anyway, so once you have them bent over like a C, we want you now to hook them together like a chain. So you're going to have one hand is going to be facing with the thumb up as you hook them together like a chain. So one hand, hold on, we're going to put the phone on the speaker so we can demonstrate this. Of course, you can't see us demonstrate it, so maybe we don't need to do that. But all right, so you have the one hand is facing upward as you hook them together, and the other hand. So in other words, the thumb is facing the ceiling or the sky. And then the other hand, when they're hooked together, the back of the hand is facing the ceiling and the sky. Okay? are yours doing that?
Yes, I got it. Okay.
Okay. Now, what you're going to do is you're going to try to pull them apart. You're going to make them really strong,
mm-hmm.
and you're going to try and pull them apart. And you're going to see that they're very strong. They hold together. Right?
Yep.
Can't pull
yep.
them apart. Okay. That's the normal thing, and that's actually the yes, when they're strong like that. Now, I'm going to ask a question, and this question you're going to pull on your hands, and you're going to tell me, you're going to see what the hands do, okay? So, are you 6'7"?
Nope.
what did your hands do? What did your fingers do?
They pulled right apart.
They pulled right apart. They were weak, right? Yes.
Right.
Okay. So now we're going to ask another question. Okay. So is your name Samson?
Samson. Nope.
What did they do?
They pulled apart.
Okay. Now we're going to ask another question. Is your name Melissa?
Now they're strong. They stayed together.
Right. Now, isn't that amazing? There's such a dramatic difference between the weak and the strong, the yes and the no, that there's no ability to confuse it. Whereas with all of these other ways that people are saying to do self-muscle testing, there's way too much space or ability to confuse it because you're using weak fingers, usually paired with strong fingers, or fingers that are inherently weak. So when you're using a finger that's inherently strong, and it goes weak, it's a very clear distinction. Oh, okay. You know, it's like, yeah, that's a definite no. So you don't have to wonder. So this is the way that we like. It's easy. It's very easy to work with these fingers. It's not awkward, whereas it is awkward to work with pinkies and thumbs trying to make a link or whatever. That's just weird. And it's not inherently strong. So you could be experiencing weakness using that method when it really is not a no. So you have more subtle things. It's more subtle strong and more subtle, you know. But this is obvious. It's a big difference between strong and weak, and so we recommend it. So what we want you to do is we want you to start talking with your body and speaking to your body and asking your body, body, do you want this? Test. Do you want that? Test with the fingers. And body, what, you know, you could say then, what can I do for you to feel better? And then offer some suggestions because your body can't tell you. So would you like this, would this, or would you like that? And see what your body tells you. You could ask your body about supplements. There might be some supplements that you need. So body, would you benefit from this supplement, that supplement? Would you, you know, and just have a conversation, but ask and engage your body. And when you ask and engage the energy that's flowing through your body, that's flowing through your cells, you're getting wisdom from the body and the cells that's not processing through your mind. And that helps a lot to get out of your mind and to allow the body to actually communicate directly with you. So see what you get.
Beautiful.
See what you get and see how the body informs you. And you can also use that, the body communication and the muscle testing, to help you make choices in your life. Because, again, it gets you out of your head. So if you are looking at making a particular choice, whether it's a lifestyle choice, a career choice, beginning something or ending something, ask your body, ask your cells, because your cells are their direct source consciousness. They don't have minds. They don't have opinions. They don't process things the way you process things through your mind. So when the energy flows strongly in response to something, that's a good thing. When it flows weak or is shut down, it's not such a good thing. So remember, energy flows in two ways, expansive, contractive. When it's strong, it's expansive. When it's not strong, it's contractive. Contractive is getting smaller and weaker. Expansive is getting bigger and stronger. So in energy. So this, you can learn an awful lot by communicating with your body in this way and getting the responses of the energy that's flowing through you. So try it.
Yes, that was very helpful. And I, it was very meaningful to me because I've never done that before, that particular way. But this was important for me because I have done muscle testing and relied on it quite a bit. And then it got where I've gone through all the different ways that I'm aware of for muscle testing. So this was really important because also what would happen is it would get unreliable for me. And then I would get really, you know, distressed.
Right.
You know, I didn't know, but this felt different, and it felt
so clear.
Yes,
there's a clear difference between the yes and the no, the weak and the strong. It's not vague. You don't have to worry about interpreting it. And as you use it more and more, you'll get really good with it, and you'll be able to be very quick. So you could even use it in, like, when you're shopping in a store for food. You know, if you're not sure, like, what to get, and you want to ask your body what food's going to serve you. So you can be really subtle about it, you know, and once you're good at doing it, and you can just ask. I mean, I've had my body tell me in the store that it wanted a particular thing that I was totally shocked. I never would have thought of buying, never in a billion years. And I just happened to walk by it, and I just, something said, ask the body if it wants this, and the answer was yes. And I had to ask three times because I didn't believe it, you know.
Now, I have a quick question. You made me think, when you said that you had to ask three times because you didn't believe it, because that was the thing that all of a sudden when you were talking and you thought, oh, my body, and you wouldn't expect that. Now, that's where I think I would get into trouble is because then I would doubt what my body was saying or second guess it, and then at some point, what if the muscle testing then goes off? Then you just assume that it's because the mind interfered at that point.
Yeah, the mind's playing in there. So what you want to do, you want to remember that when you're doing the muscle testing and talking to your body, you're communicating directly with the energy within your body and your cells. And your cells do not have the mind; they don't have little minds. So they're basically expressing source. They're little source beings, and they want to be at their best. They want to feel their best. They, you know, it's you that gets in the way of the experience of the sales party, if we want to call it that. The collective love to call it a party. So, all right, so if you're getting an answer from the cells, from the body,
mm-hmm.
believe that. Even if the mind says that's ridiculous.
Okay.
Believe that more than the mind. See, that's what I had to do. I only asked 3 times in the store, not because the answer was not clear. The answer was clear, but it was some kind of food or some kind of something that I just never, I don't even remember what it was. It was just not something that was on my list of stuff to buy or something that I was even consciously thinking of eating at the moment. But the body kept saying yes. And you know something? I bought it. I ate it, and I felt amazing.
Love it. I love
so,
it. I, okay.
Yeah.
All right. And
it was just my disbelief that had me, ask several times because it was just such an odd item. I don't remember what it was now, but it was just such an odd thing. It wasn't something that my mind would have ever thought of buying. And yet here the body is communicating it. Yes, this is what it wanted. And so I did buy it because it was a very strong yes. And I felt amazing. Body obviously needed something in that. I don't know what it was, but, there was some kind of something that was in that whatever food. I can't remember what it was. I want to say, I honestly don't remember what it was. I have no idea. I think it was in a can, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, maybe that was even more why, huh?
Yeah, really. It was, it wasn't what it was is not important, but what's important is that the body was very clear in its communication. It surprised me because I would never have thought of it. And in response to eating that thing, my body felt amazing.
Yeah, so that told you right there for sure.
The body was definitely communicating what it wanted.
You recommend starting out with just, I have one more question then, because when I was doing this, the practice part, there was I asked a question that was in relation to something that I wanted to do moving forward. And I got a no about what it was, and it kind of, I was like, I did it twice, and it both times said no, and it kind of shocked me because it was kind of,
all right. Well, first of all, you asked a faulty question.
I did.
I hope everybody's listening to this because everybody can benefit from using this muscle testing technique, and everybody can benefit by having conversations with their body and the energy that's flowing through them and getting out of their mind somewhat, because it really does take you out of your mind. Instead of having to figure something out, it's giving you a way of getting clear answers about something and leaving the mind out of the mix. So it's a very useful, powerful tool. Anyway, what happened there is you asked a flawed or faulty question. We would call it faulty. And the reason why it was faulty is you asked about a future action.
Oh.
Your body can never answer, an energy can never answer for you about a future action. So what your body was answering is the appropriateness of doing that action right here in this moment right now. And the answer was no. So you can't ask about what can I do going forward or should I do this going forward. You can only ask about now.
Beautiful.
So remember that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, because that's why I was going to ask you, do I only ask body questions? Like, is this good for my body? But,
no, you can ask. You can ask about.
No, yes, I get it.
Doing question. You can ask about. We could say approach questions, like approach to this. Should I sit down? All right. So if you're sitting at the computer, should I look at this now, or whatever, and or should I? We hate the word should.
I know I was going to ask you about that. Is there another way to ask a question?
We would say, ask it this way. Is this going to bring me joy right now?
Beautiful.
Okay. And then you can ask, is this going to further me on the path that brings me joy. Is doing this, is doing, you know, taking this action going to further me on the path I want to walk, or the path that brings me the most joy and fulfillment? Ask your body that way.
Okay, that makes
okay.
sense. And what I loved and where I made the connection to so powerfully was when you were doing the process and you talked about the cells doing, you know, having a party and all that, that I made that connection with when you said that, when we were working on the muscle testing, and you also said that the body knows and the cells, I made that connection between they want to be happy and they want to party and they're doing that whether we realize it or not. But
right, you know, right.
Then, so through the muscle testing, then we can even support that. Then we're supporting the cells being happy.
They don't. The cells don't need your support. The cells want to support you.
All right. Okay.
They want you not to get in their way of their party.
Yeah, that's...
Your body loves you. Your body will never disobey you. So, like, if you get up and you say, "Okay, body, I'm going across the room right now," your body will take you across the room.
Okay.
Okay. So, you know, your body will serve you and follow your wishes, but your body, you're the one that gets in the way of their cell parties.
There you
or the experience of the cell parties, we should say. They're having their cell parties. So what you want to do is you want to be more in tune with the body, feel the joy of the parties, allow yourself to feel that, and allow that energy to fill you.
Beautiful.
Which is a lot of the feeling of the rainbow frequencies, too. So, anyway, that was a long, long answer, and I think everyone might have snoozed. So.
that was a great question, Melissa. Thank you. I'm glad you asked.
I felt good because I think everybody would benefit from all of that.
I think they would, too, and I think that's why the collective really wanted you to ask the question, because it's a very useful thing and a very useful tool, and it's great to be able to get out of the head and have this reliable communication with the body and the energy in your body. It's just very powerful.
And you totally pulled me anyway out of my head into that. So thank you.
Good.
That was wonderful. I'm very, very grateful. I just, wonderful show. Thank you both of you, Amy and Lara.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Thank you, Melissa.
Okay. So was that helpful for you too, Alara?
Absolutely. Yeah, that was so much fun. I mean, it's so true about being, you know, present in the body, asking the body questions, you know, and it makes a huge difference in your day-to-day life when you do that. And when you include body in your life, you know, that was great. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. I mean, because like, there's so much consciousness in your body, and so there's just all this source energy, and it's just, it's wonderful. And so, yes, definitely include the body and include the cells, and you got all these little supportive beings there.
Exactly. That was a bonus for all of us today, so thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. I guess that's why the collective said, pointed out this question.
Exactly,
So
thank you, collective. Absolutely. All right, everyone, we have gone a little bit longer than normal, but this was great. Wasn't that great? We just learned a new way of doing muscle testing, which I did not know about, and how important it is. So, wonderful.
Yeah, I had another little, benefit here, so that's great. Yeah. Yeah, most people have no idea of this method. Well, it's because I never had heard of it, but the collective gave it to me, and it's extremely reliable and extremely easy and extremely clear. So I share it with people whenever I have the opportunity. And so this was, she asked the question. The answer was about muscle testing. So there you go.
Exactly. Yeah. That's perfect. And I just wanted to thank, you know, all of the callers who called in and everybody who submitted questions on the Q&A and the collective for the wonderful process that they brought through today, as well as the teaching about this muscle testing as well. So this is beautiful.
And the suitcase. Don't forget the suitcase.
And the suitcase, yes. Of course.
The collective love that suitcase analogy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that was beautiful. And thank you, Amy. Again, you know, I guess it's always so much fun when you come on and we always learn something new. It's always such an expansive call. We always learn something new. And I just love that. And so for everybody who is thinking about getting the package, you know,
go ahead and jump on at awakentohappinessnow.com/Amy13. go take a look at it and sign up and register, and you'll be included in, I'm going to say, two boosters, because it seems, feels like two boosters plus
right.
the MMR and special bonuses.
Yes, the MMR two boost with the bonus booster and the regular
yes,
booster.
Exactly.
So, yep, you get
so.
The two things, and you get the 30 days of rainbow frequencies and
yeah,
all the programs. There's a lot there. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, look at the page. There's a lot there. A lot of
exactly.
value and a lot of goodness and a lot of yum, yum, yum. So, definitely go check it out. And there's energy on the page, and the rainbow unicorns on the page. And
yeah.
I love the rainbow unicorns.
I love yes, exactly. Beautiful.
So it's like I want to put him everywhere.
All right, everyone. Well, thank you so much. And until next time, continue to live your life filled with joy, peace, love, abundance, and happiness. Sending you all much love and blessings always. Bye for now.